calypso out, deeply underground, as the best video clip sends out. Deeply underground, as the best video clips around. Deeply underground, as the best video clips in town. Deeply underground, as the best video clips around. Deeply underground, as the best video clips in town. Deeply underground, as the best video clips around. Deeply underground has the best video clips in town. Deeply underground has the best video clips around.
Shit, 599. Where are we now? We're so close. We so are 67
episodes. Yeah, away from 67. Episode 666.
Yeah, we're so close to episode 666. And by the way,
no problem, Chris. Appreciate your support.
I spent a ton of time today fixing the audio issues. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for fixing that. And we have Ghastly again. Welcome back, Ghastly, from the Nether Regions of Existence.
Thanks for having me, guys. I noticed that in your intro today, you had a little bit of ghost action swirling around. I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys showing some love to the Fright Supremacy movement, man. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Drunken Presence.
We had a few not dead actors show up for that, and you know, they just didn't do as good of a job, so...
That's what happens. They allow people to put on that translucent white face, and they go and take the jobs that should be given to the spectral population. But, you know, it's a battle that's one step at a time. I got to get my fucking Social Security number back before I can fill out a job application. So we're working on it, man. We're working on it.
All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
You're going to have to step away very soon. There's a delivery coming, and I want you to get it because I'm too lazy.
Is it here?
It's going to be here, like, probably in the next...
We had a food delivery, because Billy's been here for a while, because Billy was a diva and thought he needed all day to film his role.
I was filming
but,
for
but
my
But turns
movie.
Out his role was so small, he only needed, like, 20 seconds to film it.
I was there for 6 hours.
It's going to end up on the cutting room floor,
Heck
I'm sure.
No, I'm fucking OG.
It's the right 20 seconds, man. You know, it can't, you know, a lot of people get mistaken. You can't just go, well, here goes the 2 hours a day
Thank
that I'm going to choose to...
You
got to be in the
Thank
right
you.
Place. That 20
exactly.
seconds requires hours.
You should probably go get this guy's food.
Right now?
I think he went to the fucking wrong street, though. He's in the back street.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that happens
he's
all
turning
the time.
Around.
Did you tell him?
No, he's. I think he's back. He's turned around. He's coming
All
right.
Back well, I guess I'm going. Excuse everyone while I pick up the food.
If you'd go
for
pick up
Billy,
my food,
the
Ben.
Fucking diva
Look,
right now.
I was filming on set all
you know,
day.
Ryby, if you want people to join the Discord, maybe you should come back to the Discord.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe, Ryby. Ryby, come back to the Discord.
I want Ryby to come back.
Come back to the Discord, Ryby.
Come back, Ryby. The car's
I want
outside.
Ryby back in the Discord now.
The car's outside and he's pissed.
Okay.
He's pissed.
Can I get to the Discord now?
So now that Ben's gone.
Now that
Ben's gone, Ghastly, what should we talk about? Are you want to talk about all this cool Marvel Comics announcements at San Diego Comic-Con tonight?
Were they cool? Were they particularly cool? Because I feel like that's a word that's gotten a really low bar recently when it comes to the old Marvel, man.
I would use words like particularly when explaining how cool they are.
Okay, it's particularly be cool. All right, well, I'm in. I want to hear the news then,
man. There's going to be a series on Disney Plus, which is like the Disney answer to Netflix. It's going to be a what-if series. So they're going to be able to draw from, like, basically any story they want and retell it like a what-if, you know?
Now, are they going to do it off the what-if books, or are they going to do new what-ifs? Because if it's new what-ifs, I'm saying 75% of them are going to be like, what if Spider-Man was gay? That's pretty much all it's going to be.
Oh, my gosh. What if that's what it was? What if
Xbox was a disabled black lady?
Yeah, what if it's their way of inclusion? What if Iron Man... What if Iron Man was Rosa Parks?
We're like, they told Iron Man to move to the back of the bus, and he said, fucking repulsor blast, motherfucker. He ain't putting up with it.
That would be good. Star Trek Picard. Yeah, I heard Picard's got his big show. People have seen the trailers for. I don't know if Ben's seen the trailer yet. That's something Ben's more interested in.
No shit, man. See, I thought they were doing like, because I saw the poster, I was like, it's probably a movie about like after what he did after the fucking fucking. But I guess that's not the case, man. You guys ordered food, dude. Now I feel like that's not too bad. But right before I got on this show today, I was doing my show, which is of course the best podcast on the internet, the Fried Power Hour. I think that much has been made clear multiple times. Yeah. But we were able to spin the wheel of beer, dude. We put 12 beers on a fucking wheel. We spin it, and whatever it lands on, because in my state of Texas, they just recently made it legal to get beer delivered to your house. We just call them up and get a case sent to us live on the show. You guys should try it out, man. Wheel of Beer is pretty dope. We got a song and everything.
It's pretty awesome.
It was pretty great. So today, by luck of the draw, I have a delicious Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Are you allowed to drink?
Am I allowed? I mean, who to tell me I can't drink? I don't know what you mean.
I didn't know. Like,
I'm my own ghost. I'll drink whatever I goddamn well feel. If I want to pour a little bit of fucking formaldehyde in my Dos Equis, what I'm going to throw in the refrigerator.
You think Casper's allowed to drink? He's like a little kid ghost.
Whatever that friendly motherfucker does, I ain't interested in whether Casper is an alcoholic. I'm talking about Dos Equis.
Are you 21 years old in ghost years?
I have been dead for almost 16. I was alive for almost 20 before that. You tell me, dude. The government isn't sure. I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
All right, everyone wants us to make a statement on this, so I'm just going to play it, and we might even get demonetized because of this, but I don't give a fuck. Here's a story about the Star Trek Picard trailer.
Star Trek fans are in for a treat. There's a new spinoff in the works, Star Trek Picard. It'll debut exclusively on CBS All Access in 2020, and it'll feature some new and also familiar faces. Sir Patrick Stewart will reprise his next generation role as Jean-Luc Picard.
Here's a look. Lizard neck. It's all right.
She's all right.
The first trailer.
She's all right. The lizard neck, it stretches up too high.
Have you ever been a stranger to yourself?
God, no, don't ruin it.
Grandpa hands.
No, please don't ruin it.
Grandpa hands.
Don't ruin it.
Neighbors move in, and they're from fucking Nepal. And God, or no, wait, they'd have to be at Star Trek. They'd have to be fucking Romulans or whatever. Move in next door. He's like, fuck
my grandpa hands.
Nearly two decades ago, Commander Data.
Oh, dude, that is okay.
You like that?
That's dope. I gotta give it up for that. That's dope.
Data is in pieces, apparently, for some reason.
Sacrificed his life for me.
Wow.
These past few years, I really tried to belong here. But it never truly felt like home.
I don't have a problem so far. It sounds like a pretty good plot so far.
Do you know who I am? Everything inside of me says that I'm safe with you.
Admiral,
hold on. Who is that girl? I've seen her somewhere else before.
She a woman.
Believe it or not, she is the Blowfish girl.
The Blowfish girl.
I'm just kidding.
That's the Blowfish girl.
Came to me for help. If she is who I think she is. She's in serious danger.
Sometimes I worry that you have forgotten who you are.
So is this show more about this girl, this mystery you know, Atomic Blonde, who's brunette. Because I don't give a shit if that's if the case.
What? You don't think
Picard? Maybe it's like his great granddaughter. Her name's Picard too. You know, he's just Splinter. He's Splinter, and it's her and a bunch of
I hate it how you want everything to become woke.
What?
Just because of your fucking stupid taste in what movies are. Cool. You haven't even seen any good movies. You like just shit.
I think it's cool that Picard is taking care of Whitney Crusher now. This is Wesley's daughter, Whitney.
Do not.
You can't do it alone. You need help. You need protection. You need a crew. Be the captain they remember.
Be the most...
Oh, he's about to take out a young crew.
Be the most woke captain ever.
She has no idea what she truly is.
She's the end of all. She's the destroyer.
Is that Data's daughter? Data and Gale's daughter?
Data had a daughter, but they had to let her die because she wasn't programmed right.
Maybe they refragged her.
Wait, how did that happen? Defragged how did he have a daughter?
Like he took an like a positronic being and programmed it to be his daughter.
You, you see, Gasly, when a man and a woman make a baby together, it becomes Data's daughter.
I'm very interested in this. Does he have digital
semen? No! Dude, 7 of 9!
Jerry Ryan?
Yeah.
Saving the galaxy.
Okay, dude, I'm buying into it more and more.
You got the biggest boner right now?
Nah, not that much.
Engage.
Engage.
But I don't hate it. I like Patrick Stewart, and Next Generation was really the only one that I've watched. So I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. We'll see. We'll see what they do with it. I don't like the whole like, oh, this girl, she's the one we need to pay attention to.
Why not?
Because it's called Star Trek Picard.
But we have Picard, but they need something to identify with a young audience.
Identify. We need to identify.
Ben's like, only my generation should enjoy
things. No. It's like you, like, old-ass motherfucker trying to appeal to the kids on Instagram all day. That's the issue.
As a merchant of cool, which I am.
Okay.
Which I am.
Keep telling yourself that.
I have to remember that the youth...
Social justice Mario.
The youth are the target demographic. And if we can get something made for us, the elder gentlemen, while the youth are getting fed their...
You're so pathetic.
It's not pathetic. This is how the cool merchants work. They sell to the youth.
What's the average age of your audience members, man?
My audience? They're all 12.
All 12?
Yeah, because they came from Leafy. If you go to Billy's like comment section, it's all, where's Leafy? Where's Leafy? Where's Leafy? Where's Leafy? Where's Leafy?
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck would he know where Leafy is?
I do know where Leafy is.
Yeah, but why the fuck? Like you're the one that's going to get Leafy to come back. It's so dumb. Fucking idiots. Kill yourselves. But not really.
Not that bright, Blueberry.
That's a 2016 meme that didn't live very well.
I'm trying to just be support and not talk 95% of the time, but you guys are over here stuffing your fucking fat fucking living faces over here. What it's, fucking
we
guys
need that.
Eating?
We need that.
We just wanted you to talk so we could eat our fat food.
That's not a problem. Don't listen to these fat
It got me so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn,
To love it.
And to be fair, I'm only eating Brussels sprouts. I can talk while eating Brussels sprouts.
Dude, we are like, we are so lucky compared to the rest of the country here. Check this out.
Welcome to CBS This Morning. I'm Anthony Mason with Tony DeCoppo. Gail King is also. Jerika Duncan is with us. Welcome, Jerika.
Yes, good to be here.
Yeah, what's up, Jerika?
This weekend where the national weather map looks like it's on fire. A brutal heat wave will scorch more than half of the country this weekend. 195 million people across 34 states are now under heat alerts. Parts of the upper Midwest and areas along the east.
Ohio on fire, Indiana on fire, Illinois on fire, Iowa fire.
Fine as a heat wave. How hot are they talking about?
Coast could see temperatures
over 100. Cleveland 95.
That feel like 110.
Albuquerque 101 in the summer really isn't that bad.
10
really?
Degrees.
And even at night, temperatures in many cities may struggle to drop below
here every day during the
right.
summer. You know what 80 mean? I get that I wouldn't survive in the fucking, the coldest states in the union. Like, I don't do well with snow and mountains and shit. I get it, but I don't live in those places. I live in a place that's hot. So it makes sense to me that they would make it a story because these Midwest fucks, you know, it gets over 85 and they start falling out.
No. In the Midwest, it gets hot during the summer.
No shit.
So it's extremely hot in the Great Lakes region. In the Great Lakes region, especially because of all the humidity, it gets like in the lower hundreds. Here today,
the lower hundreds, the upper hundreds—that's bad news bears, dude.
Well, there's no upper hundreds on Earth, but like where we live today, it was a high of like 73 and a low of like 57.
I remember being in Ohio and it was 80s, and then before I left, it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 10 inches of snow. You know, I was there for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Anything under 70 is the frozen fucking tundra. You Eskimos do whatever the fuck it is you do north of I-10. I just can't do it. It's too cold. It's way too fucking cold.
That's why the South will never rise again.
Degrees. This means the heat will increase at an even faster pace the following morning. Chris Van Cleve is on New York's Rockaway Beach. Chris, good morning. How are conditions out there where you are?
Well, good morning. It's in the 70s here at the beach, but we have a breeze coming off the ocean that's helping. But that's for now. It's going to get much hotter as the day goes on. New York City is going to feel like 102 today, around 110 this weekend. It's going to be that nasty, swampy, humid, hot weather that normally drives people to places like the beach
here
to cool off. But officials are warning people here even to be careful, to watch the amount of time they spend in the...
Like, I've lived here 3 years, never been bit by a mosquito once.
Really?
Dude, in Ohio, I get bit by mosquitoes every time I walk outside in the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get eaten by mosquitoes all the time. I got bit in Anaheim when I was down there last week. That sucked.
You know what you did? I did the opposite of what you did. I'm Billy the Fridge.
I'm Billy the Contradictory Boy.
Sun and those excessive heat warnings aren't just New York City. It's Philadelphia. It's Washington, D.C. Here in the New York area over the weekend, there was supposed to be the annual triathlon. Well, that has been canceled because of the extreme heat. 3,000 athletes will receive a full refund. Race officials say they were simply unable to provide a safe event experience.
Fuck Verizon,
get that
first
refund?
Of all.
In upstate New York, the Saratoga Racetrack has canceled all of Saturday's races because of the heat. It's something to think about if you're coming to the beach. Not only do you need to wear sunscreen and watch the amount of time you spend in the sun, you need to watch your feet because the sand is going to get dangerously hot. It heats up a lot faster than the water. It can cause serious burns.
Oh, sand heats up faster than water. Yeah. Fucking news story of the century. Good one, news.
Burns
like,
to your
here
feet.
Here in Seattle, it's not very hot at all. Like, we're very comfortable. I think it's, 70 fucking degrees tops today?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Today, it was like high
cold.
Of 73, low of 57.
There was
something
a bunch of
like
rain
that.
Yesterday.
Yep.
That's terrible.
No, it's beautiful here.
Here at the beach, it's going to feel like it's about 100 degrees.
Chris, thank you. Well, this year is expected to be one of the warmest years ever recorded. The government agency NOAA says the month of June set a global record as the hottest in 140 years. Chief Weathercaster Lonnie Quinn of our New York station, WCBS-TV, is here. Yep. Lonnie, is there any relief?
No, but it still snows, guys, so you know global warming's a fraud.
Everybody drinks Slurpees, no global warming here.
When it I just got schooled twice. And it hurts inside.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Thank yeah, look at the map.
License plates.
See how it's hot as fuck everywhere, but up here, it's like nice and like yellow and green.
Lello.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know. The bottom of America there looks like a fucking hell pit.
Yeah, that looks
That's
terrible.
Where you're at, Gastly?
Yeah, I'm in the, like, bright glowing fuchsia on the coast of Texas, right?
Is that comfortable to you?
Oh, you know, I'm a ghost, so it's pretty good. We're not too sensitive to heat or cold. Really only electric current. I worry about that a little bit. We do get a fair amount of lightning down here, but hurricanes really not bother me too much, honestly.
I can't even tell you the last time I saw a thunderstorm here. I don't know
you
if
can't?
I can. No.
I recall
twice
quite
week,
a bit.
And I figure sometime.
Well, your
next
fucking
hour,
memory is shit, so I don't trust it at all.
When I was at Anaheim, they do the fucking fireworks at Disney every night.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, from a certain point before you realize it's fireworks, it looks like a lightning storm.
When's the last thunderstorm that's happened here in your Billy the Fridge memory? I'm really interesting. I'm really interested.
I think it was July of 2018.
So over a year ago.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We don't get thunderstorms here very often. Yeah, I think that might have been when the tornadoes hit the islands. Remember that? They
I
hit,
think,
like, Bainbridge and stuff.
I've never had a tornado.
I think we have
They don't normally get tornadoes here either, but they formed, like, out on the islands for some reason.
We rarely have, like, crazy weather like that. So I think I just remember it because I remember the rare instances of it. I imagine there's a lot more of crazy shit in Ohio and New Mexico and everywhere.
Well, there's like Tornado Alley, which is like Texas all the way up through like the Louisiana territory, like up into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. Down
from this heat wave.
We get them, you know. We get hurricanes, unfortunately.
Really not until Monday or Tuesday for some folks. And this is going to be throughout the entire weekend. Now, the culprit, at least one of them, is the jet stream. Okay, it's so far north. Now, typically, there would be like a ridge, a big trough. Somebody would get some cool air. It's basically flowing from west to east. Here's the deal. With a high pressure right now around the Tennessee Valley, that high pressure, with nothing to stop it. Remember, the jet stream so far north, it just expands.
What's up?
Some stagehand back there is like, I just fucking wipe that screen. Take your fucking fingers off the glass, man.
Yeah, meteorologists don't give a fuck about
as an expanse. It affects a lot of people. Let me show you this. The area that is under some sort of a heat advisory, be it a high heat warning or heat advisory.
Crashing down and it hurts inside. You gotta take a stand. It don't help to hide.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. You gotta take a stand, it don't help to hide. Well, you hurt my... Well, he has to pay for the rest of that, huh? Shit.
Yeah, but notice, it is like the Great Lakes region that gets hit the most.
Boil the lake, man. Wait, didn't they have a super crazy winter, too? Like, I remember some buddies
they always
in Ohio.
Do. Like, they
bro,
always
it's
do.
So frozen here. But yeah, I feel like it was worse than normal in, like, the Ohio Valley this year. I remember a couple guys telling me it was fucked.
It was bad, but not like 6 years ago when they had the original Polar Vortex.
Polar Vortex. That's a good name for a band. Hey, Billy, you want to start a band called Polar Vortex?
Yeah, can we dress up like polar bears?
American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American.
Ben?
Yeah?
This is going to get us demonetized, and all the money will go to Hulk Hogan.
Actually not. This is a live version from Rick Derringer, the guy who wrote the song.
Oh. So all the money will go to Rick Derringer.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It doesn't have the same energy.
Not at all.
Anyway.
Extends anywhere from, I'll tell you, there we go, I'm going to go this way. Extends anywhere from northern Maine all the way to New Mexico. That's like 2,000 miles of advisors. And what that means is, as far as the numbers, look over here. I want to show you what we have as far as a heat index, what the air feels like on your skin. You have numbers for Friday, feeling like 113 in Des Moines, feels like 110 in Washington, D.C.
108 in Columbus is a lot. That is a lot.
That's true. That's pretty high, man.
Yep.
See, you go into your day tomorrow, it's going to feel even hotter for some folks. It'll be feeling like, 110 around New York City for Saturday. Actually, Saturday feeling like 99, 110 in Washington, D.C., feeling like 106 for Louisville. What heat index means, all right, your body, when it gets hot, it releases the heat by sweating, right? And then the cooling effect takes place when that sweat evaporates. But if it's so muggy that the sweat can't evaporate, so that's your heat index, that sweat just stays on. You're like under a sweater of heat during some of the hottest air that we have had so far this year. Tony, let's go over to you.
Wow, running out of color on the red end of the spectrum there.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some blues and greens, but not going to happen.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, they're fucked. I don't know. Yeah. You know, Rick, the same guy who wrote the Hulk Hogan theme music wrote the old song Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. You ever heard that song before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. That was on the Days of Confused track.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and he was the producer of Weird Al Yankovic's, first five albums.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that part.
Yep.
That's fresh. Gotta love Weird Al, dude. Can't go
He played wrong. Guitar He's in his band for a while, too.
No shit.
Rick Derringer from Ohio wrote the song Hang On Sloopy.
Hang
On Sloopy is the Ohio state anthem.
Really? Yes. No shit.
Yeah. The band will play it before every football game.
I can understand somebody not enjoying Weird Al, right? Mm-hmm. But I couldn't. The type of person that would actively hate Weird Al has to be like a sociopath or something.
That's true.
If you actively hate Weird Al, please let me know, because I would like to study you.
You wouldn't do that.
I would study the person who actively hates Weird Al.
You'd study for one day and then be like, I got to do that again.
No, it would only take a day.
President, thank you very much. It's clear you are standing by your tweet about going back to their original country. How would you feel if somebody asked the First Lady to go back to her country? And what has she said to you about the chant, the tweet about this entire...
Good question.
Your episode.
Yeah, if you go back into the four congresswomen, the things they've said about our country are terrible.
They said it about you, not the country. Sorry.
They've said about Israel are just terrible. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but certainly a lot of people say they hate our country. And I think it's a disgrace what they've said. I think you can't talk that way.
That was President Trump at the White House.
He dodged the question?
Yep.
He didn't say anything about Melania?
Right, and there's no requirement that we have to give a shit about Israel.
If I was Trump, this is what I would say to that question. I'd say, Melania does one of the hardest jobs in America. She sucks my penis. She deserves to stay. Anybody who sucks my penis could get a green card to the United States of America.
It's funny how all the white nationalists were so behind what he was saying until he was like, they don't like Israel. And then they were all like, no!
I don't hate that idea though, man. If you suck the president off, we give you a fucking green card. I don't see a problem with that. I'm okay with it. I feel like if you're willing to suck off the president of the current year, you're here because you love America.
Yeah.
I mean, she got that way before he was the president.
Friday afternoon, answering a question from our Ouija Jang. It's been almost a week since Mr. Trump suggested via a tweet that four freshman congresswomen, quote, go back to their home countries, even though they are American citizens. Mr. Trump took that message on the campaign trail this week when he held a rally in Greenville, North Carolina, and
I don't care where they're really from. I just think they should go back to the countries they came from.
Supporters turned the message message into a chant.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
I'm sorry, this is a Nazi rally, practically. I mean...
That might be a little above and beyond, man. I agree that, that's certainly a negative thing to say about her, and I'm no fan of Mud, whatever her fucking name is. I don't know, man. That's not calling for fucking genocide here.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to call this a Nazi rally, but I do think this is just, you know, it's ignorance and racism.
You know what? I'll tell you, if Hugo Boss were making the suits, I'd give it to you. If they were Hugo Boss suits, I think we'd be on the same page here, man.
Yeah, those aren't Hugo Boss. Those
guys
are made in China.
These are cheap t-shirts.
And she talked about the evil Israel, and it's all about the Benjamins. Not a good thing to say.
It's about you, Ben.
I mean, no. Benjamin Netanyahu even used that during his reelection campaign.
All about the Benjamins.
Yeah. The song or just the phrase? All right,
the phrase.
Mr. Trump later tried to distance himself from the chant after pressure from top Republicans and his own family. But then Friday...
In his own family. All right,
praised
finally.
His rally goers as, quote, incredible patriots. Now let's break that down. Let's break the week down, rather, with Joel Payne and Michael Graham. Joel Payne is a Democratic strategist. He's with us from College Park, Maryland. Michael Graham is a CBSN political contributor and conservative columnist. He's also political editor at Inside Sources and published an interview Friday with Mark Sanford, the former South Carolina governor, mulling a primary challenge to President Trump.
Is this one guy live via Tiny Chat?
Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Michael, let's start with you. President Trump distanced himself from those chants at his rally, but...
They can send a remote out with a camera and a producer and shoot the fucking segment with the guy. You know what I mean? Like, they got this
guy
stuck
like,
on a webcam.
This guy's like, don't worry about it. I got my PS2 webcam. I'll just plug it into my computer.
It's like Chris Chan's videos.
He's still attacking these congresswomen. Does this White House and his campaign want to send here?
The message that they desperately want to send to every American voter is, look at them, look at them. Because Donald Trump is no dummy. He knows that his approval rating hovers in the mid-40s on a good day. And that the vote, if American politics is a referendum on Trump, do you like him or not like him, he will lose. But if he can force another election, as he believes 2016 was, which is kind of which of these two not great choices do you want? He's the lesser of the two evils. That's the strategy. And, you know, it's interesting.
Is this guy's toupee falling off?
I don't think he has a toupee.
I think what he said was terrible. I think not confronting the crowd was both terrible and politically stupid.
I got arrested in Spain this week for hiding cocaine under his toupee. Maybe this guy's part of the... club. He's connected to Scrimpgate. We need to contact JP Morgan Chase immediately and find out whether or not they've tied kilos to dolphins today from their fucking cargo carrier in the Atlantic.
But the more the conversation is about these four untested and, to be fair, politically on the pretty far out there left, the worse it is for Democrats. The damage to Trump on the issue of race, he's already self-inflicted it. You can only drive him down.
I like how he gets her to just stand there. Stand here. Look pretty.
So far, this new damage to the Democratic brand is something that could cause long-term problems.
And so you think he's playing a game of deflections. Now, Joel, let's
Donald
bring you in.
Trump always looks like the most comfortable person in the room. Like, he just rolled out of bed wearing a fucking diaper. And Melania always looks like the most uncomfortable person when they're together.
To me, she just looks like a mannequin.
A mannequin. She's stiff. She's like.
I've heard people try to claim that Ivanka is actually Barron's mother.
Hot.
Yeah, there's like this weird, dumbass conspiracy theory with that.
Four names: Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The squad, as they're called. Are they now the face of the Democratic Party? What do you think about that?
Hopefully not.
No, they're not the face of the Democratic Party.
I think they want to be famous more than they want to actually enact policy that would be effective in helping American citizens.
Donald Trump only helps that by bringing them up.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, man, what the fuck's this got to do with policy?
Quarrel with one thing that my friend Michael said.
Just, don't listen to me.
That he said, Trump's no dummy. Really? Are we sure about that, Michael?
Okay.
Really, actually sure about that? And here's the point I'd make there. And Tom, I'll get back to your question in one second.
I had a webcam that looked like that like 15 years ago.
Second. Yeah. But regarding Donald Trump, there's this narrative out there that he's this master political strategist.
This is the worst webcam, I think. In modern technology.
CBS, help this guy out, man. They should have, when they did the test, they've been like, do you have a camera to do this? He's like, nah, I just got my webcam. They're like, all right, we're going to send somebody. I mean, there's a local affiliate for CBS in whatever fucking city he's in.
Forget even send somebody. Just send this guy a fucking, like, a Logitech. Send him, like, a nice webcam. Right.
Send him a fucking $40 webcam. He'd be good to go.
I don't think the guy actually has a strategy of what he's doing. I think Donald Trump is winging it for the most part. He's figuring it out on the fly.
How does this guy not have a better webcam?
He may accidentally stumble into some things that help him politically because he has
a suit and a tie.
I mean, he would at least have a phone that was a better webcam.
Yeah.
Reaction to politics and an uncanny ability to read a room.
This is a comedy of errors.
A political strategist. I'm sure that his
buy a new webcam. He forgot to take that little plastic peel-off film that comes on a shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's all fucking frosted goodness.
Maybe
when
he bought
on
it. Maybe he bought it in the Best Buy parking lot from some guy selling Xboxes and watches. He was like, "I need a webcam. I'm about to be on CBSNC," and he's like, "Oh yeah, I got you webcam, fam." And he sells him the fucking Keiko Sports Watch Edition webcam. The Casio 920.
Casio making webcams, they'd be on a comeback with the quickness.
Bring them back, Casio.
Campaign can find a way to make hay out of this and turn this into a political benefit for him. But I think to suggest that this is strategy, I think for someone like Michael and myself who've actually worked on political campaigns, that's political malpractice. So I don't think this is strategy. That's one.
Okay.
Tom, to your point, no, these women are not the face of the Democratic Party. The face of the Democratic Party is too multi-layered to have one person. Frankly, for two reasons.
Part that this isn't strategy. Again, it's not really policy oriented, you know. Not that what Trump was saying was policy oriented either. It starts to become just white noise to me when it's not about the specifics, when it's about this guy, that guy. It's like reality TV for politicians.
Well, it's about that now than anything.
Speaking of white noise, I know all you Peckerwoods at home are watching and laughing your asses off, so hit the like button on the stream.
Yes, like the stream, please. Make sure you're still subscribed. Oh, and by the way,
change the bells, man. Make sure you have all notifications turned on for Drunken Peasants.
Join notification gate.
We actually have our Patreon private shows coming up on Monday the 22nd and the 29th.
Boom.
So check those out. If you're not already a patron, you should sign up now so you don't miss those. Today we just recorded our review of Big Money Hustlers, which will be
Big
up.
Money Rustlers.
Rustlers. Yeah. We just.
I never saw the. Isn't it a Western?
That's the one we watched today.
Dude,
yeah.
It is way, way, way better.
Benjamin enjoyed
it.
The
is
entire
way
Western.
Better.
It's way better than Egghead's dad's Westerns too.
Yes.
I saw a clip of that last time, man. I mean, he had a hell of a read. He delivered one hell of a fucking line. I don't know where his fucking Oscar is at.
No,
but,
Ma.
You know,
No, Miss Crabtree. I want to be a cowboy like my buddy Stormy. I want to be a ghost like the gentleman on this webcam.
Credit president.
That's the only excuse for his webcam, right? This is he's
Nancy
a ghost,
Pelosi.
Right? Gasly?
So many faces make up the mosaic of the leadership of the Democratic Party.
This gentleman's camera only looks so terrible because it doesn't have the high quality spectral vision that you have.
These four women, but I do think there are many Democrats who do, and they bring a lot of energy to the party, and that's a good thing. And I think a lot of Democrats still feel good about their involvement and about the fact that they represent a wing of our party that's very engaged.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
What did you just say?
I don't know. He said that these guys are still, I don't remember what word he used, satisfied or happy or whatever with their involvement with the current face of the Democratic Party. And that girl don't look like she's very fucking satisfied with what she's involved in right now. That's all I'm saying. I'm not a big fan of any team sports in general. And this has become that. So both of them kind of seem pretty lame to me. But it's all good. She just doesn't look happy.
That's one small step for man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, 50 years, right?
What?
What is it, 50 years, right?
Today? Yes, 7, I heard some dumb bitch. Yeah. On the phone today talking to somebody about how, was it real? Do we know? Did someone really land on the moon? Because I know now I just heard, people just believe what they heard. Like now I heard is good enough evidence for anything.
You know, I heard that most people
I don't give a shit what you heard, especially you. Because you always go with, I heard this, and it's never true.
Man, do you have that video where fucking, is it Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong? Somebody tries to be like,
yeah, I heard.
Knocks him the fuck out, man.
Oh, that was Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
Yeah, hell that yeah. Motherfucker was. I mean, they picked tough dudes on purpose to go do this shit.
I mean, think about those tests. They put you in that fucking, you know, the goddamn... what do you call it? It's like a big centrifuge type thing. They spin you around in the big arm. It gives you all the crazy lateral to see if it kills you. I can't think of what it's called, man.
Well, like at amusement parks, it's called like the rotor or the tilt-a-whirl.
Or, and you get to do that fucking gimmick where they take you in that specific kind of jet where it goes in like a sinusoid pattern, you know, it goes up and down, so you get
it mimics anti-gravity. Yeah
Very cool, man. I'd love to do that, but again, I mean, they gotta pick tough motherfuckers, because regular dudes like yourselves, not me, I'm a ghost, but if you put them in there, you're likely to throw up all over the place or shit your pants.
I mean,
pass out.
John Glenn went up into space as a young man, and then in his 70s as a senator, he went up into space again. He was the oldest man to ever go into space. That's a tough dude.
Fuck yeah, that's tough as nails. Being able to survive a rocket launch in your 70s, that's pretty fucking dope, man.
Yeah.
Giant leap for mankind.
Powerful words from Neil Armstrong. 50 years ago today, he became the first man to walk on the moon. The skies have never looked the same. Apollo.
I hate it how everyone's like, how'd the flag blow in the wind? It's like, dude, it's so fucking obvious that they have a rod up at the top of the flag. Look at it. Look at it. There's a rod bunched up at the top of the flag holding the flag up. That's why this happened.
It's common knowledge, man. It's clearly too straight to just be flapping. You know,
it's not
even
straight too. It's like on a like an angle like this, but like how did it flap in the wind?
And shit.
Well, how did the rod get there then, Ben?
They put it there to hold the flag up because they knew it wouldn't.
That was Kubrick.
Up.
He was a stickler for detail.
11 was a defining human achievement. It made people dream. Space was within everyone's reach.
You could put anything you want on the moon, dude.
Mark Strassman.
Men walking on the moon astounded the Earth, including this 19-year-old living outside London.
And we sat back and marveled at, and I
how
thought,
did I know they were going to be British?
How the fuck? Wow. Richard Branson had a horrible unibrow back in the day.
One day I'll be an astronaut.
Instead, Richard Branson became a billionaire entrepreneur. But Virgin Galactic, his space tourism company, plans to turn other people into astronauts.
Would Virgin Galactic exist without Apollo 11?
No, I think without the inspiration of Apollo 11, Virgin Galactic wouldn't exist today. You know, government's not that interested in making URI astronauts or people watching this program. And so after a while, we thought, screw it, let's do it.
Screw it, let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah, see, they use this aircraft to fly you up, like really high up, and then they drop you, and then the craft you're in takes off.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. You'll see the launch here. 3, 2, 1, they release it.
Release.
So you're up in just super thin air, right? You know, kind of at the barrier there.
Virgin Galactic's mothership air launches a second ship that rockets to just beyond the boundary of space, 62 miles above Earth. A ticket costs $250,000.
It's a lot.
And 600 people, including this group, have prepaid in full.
This is a lifelong dream to go to space.
Marianne Barry is a 58-year-old Floridian.
Marianne Barry?
I do want to see what the Earth looks like from space. I want to have that.
Yeah, wasn't that the woman that Dr. Dre beat the shit out of?
No, Marion Barry was the
she was the woman that was smoking crack at the high school.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Overview effect.
That was Dee Barnes, the Dr. Dre
experience.
Blue Origin's approach is more traditional. A rocket launches a capsule of six tourists into space. The rocket returns, and minutes later, the capsule follows. Blue Origin's owner is Jeff Bezos.
What? Really? He owns that shit?
Yep, I'm not surprised. Bezos!
This dude lives like 10 minutes away from me. No lie. He lives like around me.
He looks like he lives in space. What is he standing on right now?
Dr. Evil.
The Amazon founder.
The only reason that we can do the things that we can do today is because we are, in fact, standing on the shoulders of giants.
They've got the flag up now.
All of those things that came before are what make it possible to go do these amazing things.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
Branson originally hoped for a maiden launch a decade ago. Neither company has ever launched a single paying customer. But that moment is close.
It's taken us 14 years. Space definitely is hard. We've had our tears, we've had our joys. But I'll tell you what, the joys have been fantastic.
Yeah, I used to live in New Mexico and they built the spaceport there. There is literally a spaceport in New Mexico you can go to get launched into space. But as they said, it hasn't even happened yet. They've built like the building. So,
is it like a big ramp that turns all the way up? You know what I mean? They just fire off.
Let's see what it looks like. I remember, do you remember years ago when the guy did the space jump where he like took the balloon?
They took him way up on a rocket and he jumped off.
Yeah, it was a balloon. Yeah. That was at Spaceport, New Mexico did that. Yeah.
He'd be a spaceport. Technically, just a big flat spot.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, hell this yeah. Let me see this.
Here's some more. So there's like the building. Here's one of the hangars here.
That's very cool.
Yeah. It even says Spaceport America.
Spaceport America. I want a shirt.
Here's the runway. I guess this is when they were building it.
I'm trying to see them aliens, man. What do we got to do here? We got spaceport. Aliens. We're ready for show me them aliens.
They did. It's very stylish, though, the way they made it.
It's very postmodern, I guess.
Yep.
Do you think that people will go to Storm Area 51 and accidentally take over this space base?
Well, the spaceport is not in Nevada, where Area 51 is. It's in New Mexico.
If they all just start
it's
running.
It's very, 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 very far away.
Desert. It's
all, yeah, it's
oh, it's
desert,
all the
though.
Same? Yeah. Okay, get lost and die then, because it's so fucking far away. Like,
well,
you
luckily,
would just get
already
lost
dead.
And die.
I would be fucked in the desert.
Should we try and storm this one first for practice for
Area
51?
Have fun. Go ahead. You can lead the way.
No. Yeah, I'm already dead. I ain't going out there with them Naruto kids. They're going to get shot, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's the Menudo kids. Menudo kids.
Menudo kids.
Cause
all fucking 67 of them, man. Yep. They're ready.
Area 51 probably has ectoplasm guns, right?
The joy of this view. The tourist selfie of a lifetime. Mark Strassman, CBS News, at the Kennedy Space Center.
Man, $1 billion to get you an Instagram selfie, dumb motherfuckers. You.
All right. So here's our big story that we were going to cover tonight.
Shit.
ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Kanye is trying to get him out of. Isn't it great when our president is so corrupt that random people can just famous people can just ask him to like get their buddies
you
out
think
of jail?
That's corrupt.
It is, yeah.
Haven't celebrities?
Yeah, because they do
over...
it because they only do it for people that are their buddies.
But haven't they done that forever? Haven't they used influence?
Dude, you're so full of shit. It's unbelievable.
What, didn't people use go to Barack Obama to get like
for the release of an American rapper being held in a Swedish jail from some famous Nazis?
Yeah,
we know you desperately want to be famous so bad, Billy. It's okay. You can take the cocks out of their mouth right now while we do this show.
It's not my fault. The rapper ASAP Rocky is under investigation for alleged assault. He says it was self-defense. Tonight, what the video shows, and here's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, mounting anger after Swedish prosecutors announce rapper ASAP Rocky must remain behind bars while their investigation into this confrontation continues. TMZ obtaining the video showing the 30-year-old performer, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, and members of his entourage fighting in the streets of Stockholm on June 30th. But the rapper posting this video allegedly of the moments just before.
We don't want no problems with these boys. They keep following us.
Two men can be seen arguing with his bodyguard, throwing headphones at the group and following them as they try to walk away.
They came into...
I mean, if they prove they walked away, then...
The situation where he...
What happened originally, though?
Yeah, that's the hard part with cell phone footage, you know? You turn on your cell phone after something starts happening. You're not just filming 24 hours a day, so it's hard to tell what kicks shit off sometimes. Slobodan Milosevic!
Self-defense.
The Grammy-nominated artist and two back...
In 2016, ASAP Rocky was interviewed about the Black Lives Matter movement. And they said, what would he do to help the Black Lives Matter? Are you doing anything to help the Black Lives Matter movement? He says, why? Because I'm black? So every time something happens because I'm black, I got to stand up? What the fuck am I, Al Sharpton now? I'm ASAP Rocky. I did not sign up to be no political activist. I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I live in fucking Soho and Beverly Hills. I can't relate. I'm in the studio. I'm in these fashion studios. I'm in these bitches' drawers. I'm not doing anything outside of that. That's my life.
The performers now beginning their third week in a Swedish...
Get him out. I hope they get him out now.
Jail ASAP deemed a flight risk. Yeah. Their detention sparking outrage. And today, President Trump saying many, including the First Lady, have asked him to intervene.
I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky.
I'm sorry, I just get a kick out of that. How, like his struggling to say his name.
David, the man seen fighting with the rapper while under investigation remains free. After speaking with Kanye West, President Trump says he plans to call the Swedish Prime Minister. David?
Ariel, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC.
So,
hi, George Stephanopoulos.
Is George Stephanopoulos part ghost?
A little bit.
He wants to be part ghost, but I'm not sure. Somebody
he was Bill Clinton's press secretary, so there you go.
There might be some appropriation. There's some inappropriation.
A little bit of translucent white face, man. I have to look into it.
The former mayor of London, the possible next prime minister of the UK, Boris, has hair almost as bad as Trump, and just like Trump, they made a giant balloon of him.
So you're saying he's going to win?
I don't get the pants, but those are good. Like, whatever. Do I hear bagpipes? I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess pay for effort.
I think him and Trump should have, like, a hair contest.
They should just get the Trump balloon and have them sumo fight on the garden there.
I kind of like that idea.
That'd be pretty chill.
You know, the balloons are a good first step because long term, I feel like sumo fights between world leaders, that's how you get fucking foreign policy knocked out. You know what I mean? Fuck this months of negotiation shit. Throw them in the cage, bro. You know what I'm saying? No escape. You know, fuck that. Escape only. No pinfall, no submission. You got to climb over the cage to get out. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
Float away.
So I guess they're really mad at the governor of Puerto Rico now. There was some kind of leaks.
Who's mad?
Protesters are hitting the streets right now in Puerto Rico. They're calling on the governor to resign after offensive messages were leaked. Brian Yenes is in San Juan with the very latest on this one. Hi, Brian.
Governor got canceled? Shit, man. Can't catch a break out there.
Tonight, this is day 8 of continuous protests calling on Governor Ricardo Rosselló to resign. You can see behind me, this is what they call a cacerolazo. They are banging pots and pans right outside of the entrance of La Fortaleza, which is the governor's mansion. They've been here for the last 4 hours. This really started the protesting on Saturday of last week when 889 pages of text messages from a group chat with Rosselló and 11 of his aides came out. They were misogynistic, they were homophobic, they were abhorrent things said about political opponents, and there were also mocking and jokes made about the Hurricane Maria victims. And for many people here, that was
okay. Stuff, I'm like, whatever, but I'm like, oh, damn, you're fucked with those.
Yeah, you can't, man, be talking shit on hurricane. I want to see it though. I want to see what they're taking as he was talking shit about people who were in a hurricane. I don't know. But damn, that's a motherfucker, dude. Getting canceled when you're the Puerto Rican governor.
Dude,
like,
Billy,
you should have fucking protected.
Billy, look at all that Puerto Rican badonkadonk over there on the right, just to the right of his shoulder, dude. There you go, Billy. That's all you, buddy.
No, I'm okay.
No?
The one in the black looks all right from here. I haven't seen the face. The one in the orange, I don't know. That's a weird shape to me. That's a little too much like a trapezoid. It's too trapezoidal, basically.
Licorice.
Trapezoidal.
And sherbert.
Because they've had suspicion for years here that this government was not only corrupt, but also unethical. Take a listen to Francisco Guerrero. We spoke to him a few hours ago.
We're here motivated, as all these people are with us. We want Ricky out. I think it's gone too far. He's done too much damage about bad governance. It's about corruption. It's about high-level government corruption that's costing a lot of money. It's ruining our own reputation before the American people. It's unacceptable.
A lot of Americans don't even know that you're part of America because they're dumb.
You're read my mind.
So sorry.
A lot of Americans don't even know that they are the president of Puerto Rico.
That Trump is the president of Puerto Rico. Yeah,
Trump didn't know he was the president of Puerto Rico.
Right.
Things really hit ahead on Wednesday night when tear gas was shot out. But by and large, 90% of these protests have been peaceful.
Is that tree running? How's that tree running?
Photos of him having
place. Magical ass place.
Meetings as if it's
Puerto Rico's
business
magic.
As usual. Well, it's not business as usual. You can tell from the tens of thousands in the streets and also the calls for resignation coming from the mainland. Joe Biden, the former vice president, tweeting, Governor Rosselló's comments are shameful. Hateful language should be given no safe harbor, regardless of political title. The people of Puerto Rico will be heard and they will decide who leads their
Oh man, you don't even need their votes, Joe. Their votes don't even count.
Government. Laura, so far, about a dozen of the Democratic candidates have spoken out in solidarity with the Puerto Rican people, but some, like Tulsi Gabbard, the representative from Hawaii, are here on the island. She's the only one, and she is calling for Rosselló to outright resign. Some are saying to resign.
She's
others
scoring
are
points.
Saying they're there for solidarity.
Is what
but
she's
all
trying
in all,
to do.
The calls are growing louder for him to step down. Laura?
Brian Yenes for us live in Puerto Rico on the streets there where things have been loud and staying.
Being governor of Puerto Rico is almost like being president of Puerto Rico, especially when the president doesn't even know that he's the president of Puerto Rico, which happens.
I feel like Puerto Rico is definitely very detached from, I guess, what they would call mainland United States. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's kind of a bitch because we don't think any less of Alaska and Hawaii. It's because they're not a state. That's what it really is. Because Alaska and Hawaii are in my mind when I think about America.
It's weird, though, but they get a lot of protections that a state would get, but they get it without being a state. And if you're born in Puerto Rico, you could run for president. Like, you can live anywhere in the United States you want. Yeah. You're a natural-born citizen. So
that way it appears, Brian. Thank you.
You know, like Puerto Rico ain't got senators because they're not a state. You know, they don't enact their influence on national politics to the same degree that a state would.
This is the craziest thing about Puerto Rico that not a lot of people understand. Captain America, his suit is actually more of a Puerto Rican flag than an American flag.
Yeah. Hell so yeah, man.
He's only got one star on the chest.
Yep.
He's like Captain Puerto Rico.
Captain Puerto Rico.
Yeah. A lot of people don't get that.
New clues in a decades-old mystery. Tonight, the Vatican recovering two sets of bones, possible clues in one of Italy's most famous cold cases. 15-year-old Emanuela Orlandi, the daughter of a Vatican bank employee, vanished in 1983 after attending a music lesson.
Wow.
Her disappearance was never solved and captivated the country, sparking conspiracy theories and even a film. Her family has never stopped pressing investigators.
Noi non faremo mai.
Her brother Pietro Orlandi says, "We will never take a
See
step
how old
back."
He is now?
Earlier this year, Emanuela's family received an anonymous tip telling them to search where an angel is looking on. That led investigators to the tomb of the angel, meant to hold the remains of two 19th century German princesses.
To go dig up a fucking grave, dude? This is a side quest. They met somebody with a light shining on, and they're like, "Do you want to do this instead of going through your main story?" And they're like, "Fuck yeah, cryptic message in a graveyard? I'm down."
Emanuela's brother watched as the tombs were pried open. But in a shocking twist, they were empty. No sign of it.
Empty!
The sister or the German princesses.
Whoa, dude, this is like fucking... This is like... mystery novel levels of crazy.
2 days later, the Vatican said it had discovered two more sets of bones near the tomb. Tonight, those bones are being sent for testing, a process that could take weeks and hopefully offer answers after decades of questions.
Where did the bones come from?
Sarah Harmon, NBC News.
Hey, NBC.
I missed something there, man.
The two extra set of bones was actually just the Pope went out and ate a couple buckets of chicken. And yeah.
Of children,
out.
You mean?
Children, a couple buckets of children.
Children, chicken, same thing, right?
Kentucky Fried Children. They're finger licking good. Air Force
scientists. Two white mice named Mildred.
This is crazy. Like, we launched animals into space before we sent people up there. It blows
and
my
Albert
mind.
We're among the first furry pioneers.
They had no idea they were leaving the Earth.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, dude. You can't send people first on something like that. They'll fucking die.
Well, there were pilots that tried to fly their planes into space and died trying.
To go for a ride into space.
They're working on a combustion engine that, like, in a low-oxygen environment, their fucking jet, their propulsion would die, right?
The mice and their monkey companions, Patricia and Mike, were launched upward in a U.S. rocket. At 3,000 kilometers per hour, they experienced the strange feeling of weightlessness as they coasted upward to an altitude.
Look at them. They don't know what the fuck's going on. That's so sad.
Should we send furries into space?
The parachute opens to ease the rocket and its precious cargo to a gentle landing. Anxious scientists rush to the scene and discover the animal crew has weathered the flight safely.
Right. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union was sending man's best friend into space.
Oh, no! Doggy.
This is the story of the Russian space dog and how it was trained for its fantastic job. These movie time pictures are the first newsreel story of an event that has amazed the world.
That's cute as fuck, though.
It's cute how they're shooting it into fucking space.
Most famous.
No, it's man's best friend. You can't. It's too personal.
I don't like it.
Canine spacefarer Laika orbited Earth in 1957. Like all of the Soviet Union's rocket dogs, Laika was a stray. The scientists thought stray dogs would better withstand the harsh conditions inside the capsule. The United States continued to turn monkeys into astronauts.
I don't like that either.
In 1959, Abel and Baker soared to an altitude of nearly 500 kilometers and made it home safe and sound.
Good. How about all the ones that didn't make it? I'm sure you're leaving them out of the story.
How many do you think
the
didn't make it?
The safe return of many animals, like Abel here... gave scientists the confidence that humans could survive a journey into space as well.
Got the fucking thing off the launch pad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think I should become a space vegan? Or I'll only eat animals that have been sent to space?
It's encouraging to us to think that an animal can be exposed to space environment conditions without having undue alterations in its basal physiology, and one can reasonably then hope that the same situation will apply to the human.
Finally, in 1961, Humans followed in the paw prints of those first animal explorers.
They followed in the paw prints, Ben. Isn't that cute?
Keep going.
Isn't that cute? Further.
Keep going. Keep going.
I have to admit, the dogs are too much. They have too much eyebrows. You can't send them to space.
It's true. Look,
the Earth looked a delicate blue floating in a black sky. So said the first man in space.
I love this transcontinental English.
Now we're sending...
The transatlantic English. Now sitting...
Now we're sending a gentle little papa into the cosmos.
After his fabulous journey of 108 minutes, Major Yuri Gagarin, a 27-year-old Soviet Air Force officer who...
You hear this fake-ass accent?
Yeah, that's totally... He's totally putting it on. Yeah.
What's that?
The film of tomorrow will include your own rocket dog, who
it's
has gone
transatlantic English.
You know how it was created, right?
Yeah, so it sounded normal to both sides of the Atlantic.
Well, it also had to do with the treble, and you had to take the bass out of your voice because the bass wouldn't travel over the AM frequencies as well.
Dude, this isn't even about AM. Like, this is shit. This, like, AM radio didn't travel across the Atlantic.
The radio voice had to be, like, void of bass.
His name will live in history.
Now that we have made our way to space, animals still have an important role to play.
That's what I heard, at least.
Astronauts on the International Space Station study how they adjust to microgravity. These mice spent 37 days in space. While adapting to their strange habitat, they developed new behavior.
Look at how they act. Well, yeah, it's funny to see how they act with zero G.
Like running laps in their cage.
Whoa.
Studying animals in space can help us understand how humans might fare while living in Earth orbit or on the moon or Mars or beyond. Carrie Hensley, VOA News, Washington.
Yeah, anybody thinking they should have sent cats to space is crazy. Cats would just...
Sleep.
They'd sleep, nap, and fap. They'd lick their crotch until they came back home. Cats wouldn't do well in space.
Let's read the Streamlabs.
That was the sped up crazy people.
We're
intro.
So close. Holy shit. We're less than $80 away from our goal, guys. Hit us up with some good stuff.
So close.
Can't get enough of that sweet good stuff.
That's right. It's in the description. Click the links. Open your hearts and your wallets, guys. Come on, man.
Spirit Flame says, love this guest. Here ghosts have the best hearing. They are the eeriest.
Oh!
Dragon of the West says...
Right. Oh. The most sensitive to rimshot jokes, man.
Dragon of the West says, I'm upset that we haven't gone back to Luna. We should have had a moon base in the 80s and a lunar industry already started by now. Well, there's always the Expanse. RIP Neil Armstrong. Hashtag make space great again. And Pushy Crusher 6669 made a joke about Richard Branson, said, is that White Yoda? And I said it like 7 times before, but nobody laughed. So I just kept saying it. And I'm saying it again now, over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, that doesn't make it funny, but I get it.
I just want to say it again. Is that White Yoda? iMetal Monkey said, Ben Pye, Data is in the last couple seconds of the trailer for Picard. So Data's coming back. Mr. Captain's...
I gotta put them back together.
Mr. Captain Snack says, I don't know if 9/11 mode is active, but God damn it, I'm still gonna try and make you drink, Ben.
Okay, shit.
iMetal Monkey also was saying Star Trek Picard multiple times. Let's see. We just got another one in from Puking Dog. I want an extra show. You guys have the best guests. Love the shows, you sweet boys. And Chris Xavier, give us some love too. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, I heard something that was clearly directed at me. I'm sorry. What was that? I'm sorry, William.
The sweet boys? have the best guests. Love the shows. You're the people love you here, Gasly.
Hail Orca Whale.
All hail Orca Whale.
I like Orca Whales the best.
Well, you're incorrect, but you're certainly entitled to your opinion.
Thick Soul says, please, sir, may I have another?
I guess I'll just do bong hits for the 9/11.
Bongers?
I don't have any...
you don't have any liqueur?
Not right now. Not, like, immediately available to me.
What about a swig of the shill? You got the burr?
No, it's all gone.
All the beer's gone?
Yeah.
Damn. What about you just suck a ketchup packet?
No, thanks.
Can you get ketchup packets delivered?
That's new in my state. Can you get beer delivered up there?
Yeah, there are some places that deliver it.
Billy. I already did it at the beginning of the show. That's why Gasly had to take over for us. I was like, who's our guest tonight, Ben? He said,
good
Gasly.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Coffee with Ben.
And I said, well, then we can order food.
Kind of joyous things the news has for us today.
We can trust Gasly.
Well, here's a good one. Miley Cyrus says she is not going to have children because of global warming. She does not want to raise kids in a world where there are no fish. All right, there's one down. Thank you, Lord. And I have a whole list of others who probably shouldn't reproduce. We'll talk later.
Did you reproduce, Bill?
Yeah, I'd fuck Miley Cyrus and make a baby with her if she wanted.
Right. I don't think they're lining up to reproduce with Wild Bill. Yeah. Miley Cyrus, that's another story.
Oh.
I mean, can we just, before you push play again, look at the shapes that you see within the neck. If you look at what would be the left side of his face, there's no fucking concave curve at all between the side of his face and neck. There's no depth there. On both sides of his head, the neck is equally wide as the rest of the head. And then when you get down to the middle, he may be a lizard person because he's got some very reptilian things happening down there. I feel like at any moment, his neck could stretch straight up and the tongue comes out and he tries. What was he going to do? Is raping Miley Cyrus or something? He'd be able to do that pretty quickly, I feel, with a lizard neck.
He's got like a thumb face.
Hey, Sanctuary City is suing President Trump for, get this, too many illegals in their city. Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's funny how you can tell which cities are run by Democrats just by observing the stupidity factor. And speaking of the stupidity factor, the University of California, where else?
By the way, the majority of the time that I lived in Albuquerque, the mayor was a Republican. Mayor Richard Berry.
No one gives a shit
about that.
What?
Is investigating a feminist grad student who posted that men cannot become women. Let's see here. Laura Tanner feels that she must defend feminist women from the transsexual men who are trying to invade womanhood. Ms. Tanner says, my views are my own and I will not be silenced. Yeah, don't bet on that, sweet cheeks. Liberalism and political correctness is all about silencing those who disagree with them. The university says she is transphobic. Imagine that, a mentally ill feminist. I love it when godless, immoral liberals devour each other.
Hot. That's the porn Wild Bill's into.
Take two, you know, just a little quick edit right there. Just a one whoop, little clip. That cough, you know.
Yeah.
Now I can go with Blueberry Pie up here coughing his ass off with a bong head on a live show. But Wild Bill Hiccup here, who should have fucking taken that minute to get the free version of fucking Sony Vegas, whatever the fuck it is.
This is the best part of it. Is that happened immediately. This happened immediately after him saying devour each other, and then the next screen is,
well, guess what? Mathematics is now racist. The National Council of Teachers of Mathematics says educators must tailor their courses according to social justice, a.k.a. communism, issues of race, diversity, and gender. Translation, race means no white people. Diversity means...
What? Race means no white people? What?
no white people, and gender means no white males. Yeah, math is now racist and biology is homophobic. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at the age of 99. Stevens was a longtime liberal judge on the Supreme Court, and he is receiving high praises from the likes of Cory Booker and Chuck Schumer. Well, John Paul Stevens will now be judged by the ultimate court of the universe.
Uh-huh.
Where there are no liberal...
The ultimate court of 7-Eleven.
...influences. No. Trump versus the...
too much of a fuck, but I'm pretty sure that guy just said the court of the universe where there are no liberals. Well, you live in a universe where there are liberals, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Just, he says there's no liberals
in
heaven.
I love the way he takes on those four loudmouth anti...
I like how he stops...
to get along eventually. What's when the end game here? One half of the American populace gets killed? That's not going to work, guys. We can't just Thanos ourselves. You two little bitches are going to have to figure out how to get along. I'm sorry. That's a whole... I'm going off on a tangent here. I'm sorry. Let's listen to Lizard Neck.
I notice how when he wakes up in the morning and puts gas in his Ford Ranger, he stops into 7-Eleven to get his coffee.
Gets himself a nice fucking coffee.
American Congressman.
Gets himself a buck coffee and a donut.
Trump told them to go back and fix their own homes before telling Americans how to fix this country. The media had their, what, 100th hissy fit?
Wild Bill's the type of guy that has, like, Taco Tuesday night at his house?
Probably.
And he sits down and makes some fucking tacos?
And he wears the really festive Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. And, like, Wednesdays, maybe, like... meatball spaghetti and meatball night or something. Like, he has food nights that he eats every night of the week. If somebody at home watching right now does that, no shame. I just feel like Wild Bill particularly rations his food out based on the days of which he is living.
And maybe not just Taco Tuesday. He may have, you know, fucking spaghetti Saturdays and God knows what else.
So Billy, can Joe help me find steroids? Because I think I could make my life heaps and bounds better than it is if I throw in a little roid rage
into it.
If I just got like super strong and badass.
But you already throw like bullshit at me when you're angry.
And hyper aggressive. What? Well,
Throw bullshit at me when
you're
angry.
At least I'll commit to something this time. But commit to like.
If you throw bigger stuff at me and you're stronger, then I'm going to have to fight you.
How about I just rip your head out of your neck instead?
I hope you can, because if you can't, I'm going to have to hurt you, Ben.
On steroids enough, maybe you couldn't, though.
I'm saying you better get to that point you get angry.
Well, I would definitely be quicker than you. I got that already.
Yeah, but I don't need quick.
Well, if you wanna block something hitting you in the head, you would be quick.
I mean, I you'd be surprised. Watch this. Keep an eye on my hand, okay?
No.
Watch it.
Oh no! He spread his asshole when he farted. It was gross. By the way, guys, we do have merch on sale if any of you want to check it out. And this is why I'm announcing this tonight. If we can get to $1,200 of our goal, I will buy a crop top and take a picture of myself wearing it. So if before the end of this show, if we could get to $1,200, which I don't think we will, and I just now announced it when the show is like, we're already, we've only got about an hour left.
That's the crop top meter.
I will legitimately buy a crop top, take a picture of myself wearing the crop top like this.
You won't just wear the crop top the entire episode?
Okay, I will. I'll wear it for a whole episode.
If it's this shot, I don't see the belly from here. If you had a crop top on right now, we couldn't tell, you know?
Shh. Von Helton Classics, the epic Easter fight.
April 8, 2012.
They thought it might be their last Easter. The world was going to end. Everybody was doing things a little bit crazy.
Is that his wife?
So yep.
Get what you're getting and close the door. Just in case I do have to yell some more.
Give me the crop top.
Oh, they really want it now. Get the fuck out of my place, woman!
The bus beheader wasn't even sent to jail. Are you on fucking drugs? If somebody cuts somebody's head off, they're going to jail, you dumb fuck. What?
He was. I think they're talking about the Canadian one. He was sent to, like, an insane asylum. Because he, like, beheaded someone and, like, cannibalized them. And they said he was crazy, and they put him to, they sent him to an asylum. I think that's what he's talking about. There was an incident on a Greyhound bus that was driving across the country of Canada where someone flipped out and, like, beheaded a guy.
I'm glad to hear it.
I like how it was funny because Von Helton made this video talking about how he wanted a new girlfriend. He's like, but my kids, they got to have what they like too, which is a skinny pagan woman in her 20s.
Wait, the kids are into pagans?
Well, he's pagan. Well, he's like, my kids like their mom, and their mom, now she's in a nut house, but she was a skinny pagan woman in her 20s. So that's just Von Helton being like, yeah, I want a 20-year-old. Like, no, that's not going to work, buddy. You're not pulling it off again.
More noise than I am. Go after her.
So sad.
Boy, I'll tell you what, my room has suddenly got infested with trolls here. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but
you're existing.
I know how to stop it. I know how to stop this shit. Let's see here. What?
What?
Yeah.
Epic Easter fight. That's what this is
called. The judge isn't going to laugh, dude. Invasion of privacy is a crime. The judge will not be laughing. Okay, so you're an idiot. You're a fucking moron. And morons don't need to be in my room, so get the fuck out of my room.
Oh my God.
Okay, y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Secular Opinion's going to jail. And when that fat fuck is in jail, I'm going to be back. And
he's not in jail, by the way. This was 2012.
I'm
going to
tell you that he's in jail. And then when you verify that he is, in fact, in jail, then what are you going to do, fuckers? Because then I'm coming after y'all next.
He's not in jail.
You think I'm going to stop with Secular Opinion? Y'all tried to destroy my family. You think I'm going to stop with Secular Opinion?
You're attacking my family.
No. No, dumb fucks. I'm coming after all of y'all's asses. You fucked with my family. I'm going to see to it every one of you fat motherfuckers is thrown in jail. You pedo fucks.
What?
Huh?
I mean, this sounds like pretty standard YouTube to me. Guy gets pissed about people talking shit, calls them pedos.
I will be.
He just told his wife to get the fuck out because she's an idiot.
I will be visiting him in jail. I will take pictures with my fucking camera.
I don't know what she's doing over there, but you can see her back there.
For the whole world. Looks like she's got another laptop or something. There's a wife.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Happy fucking Easter. Damn right.
Happy fucking Easter.
My happy Easter will be seeing that fat fucker behind bars.
Is he talking to me?
Yeah.
Because I'm sick and tired of these sons.
I wish he was, though. That'd be hilarious.
And once Secular Opinion gets thrown in jail, I'll use the proceeds from that court case to go after the other motherfuckers.
The proceeds from that court case?
There's no proceeds from a criminal court case.
I like how he's got dreams, though.
Like, he doesn't understand how the criminal and civil legal system works. You can't sue someone to get them thrown in jail. You can press charges, criminal charges, against you, but there's no proceeds from a criminal trial. You're not going to get paid anything.
I like that he used the word proceeds, too.
Right.
That makes it sound like.
And I'll just keep leapfrogging until I get them all. Well, yes, Ms. Milky. You think I'm going to stop with just merely having him thrown in jail? No.
Ms. Milky.
Yeah, Ms. Milky.
I like how he picked that one to respond to.
You think I'm going to stop, Ms. Milkers?
He's a fucking GILF cam dude, and that's one of his fucking his lactating cam girl friends. You know, they're on a porn site right now. He's so pissed off he had to put his cock away just for a minute. Just for a minute, because the wife was coming in and he had to tell him about how he's going to get all these motherfuckers, man. But as soon as he's done, you can see it right there on his face. Look at his face right now. See that face he's making? That guy's about to pull his dick out.
For thousands of dollars. I'm going to take every penny of his that I can, as much as the court will let me. I'm going to take whatever the court lets me take. Okay? If the court lets me sue him for millions, then I will sue him for millions. If I can only sue him for thousands, then I'll sue him for thousands. But you sure as fuck are not going to put my...
The court... I mean, like, a regular civil court, there's no limit. A small claims court, there's a limit, but the court doesn't be like, oh, you can only sue for this much.
Right. I private conversations on a public forum. Sorry. Not going to do that. That's invasion of privacy. It is a felony.
Now she's trying to get bread out of a bread bag? I don't know.
I think she's trying to reseal the diaper bag.
What happened?
With dirty diapers.
Oh, now he's getting pissed.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Well, why didn't you shut it behind you? You could have shut the door behind you. He was doing something. Okay. All right. Well, whatever.
He's so mean to his granddaughter.
Whatever. In any event... You're pushing me. In any event...
King's wine rolls.
I'm not pushing anybody.
I think it's a bag of dirty diapers.
You shut the door behind you when you come in.
That was freshness sealed.
That ain't my fault.
So not to take over from the smell of the open Chinese food next to it.
Anyway.
Yeah, I see that too. Ugh.
Why can't I be happy on Easter? Because I got a whole fucking legion of assholes out there that are trying their best to destroy me, you, and this family. And I will not tolerate it anymore.
So get off the fucking internet. Case closed, right?
I'm done playing with their ass.
Okay.
So get off the internet.
So it's an Easter basket she's unwrapping.
Skinny attorney tomorrow anyway. Or not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday, right. Today is Sunday, dear. I'll be calling...
We haven't had anything because we've been getting to eat some stuff right now.
Well, that's fine. Whatever.
Could you imagine being married to this guy and having to put up with his bullshit?
How about having to let him hump you?
Ugh.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Honey, you know, I've said this over and over again. I'm not big on holidays. I've never been big on holidays.
You should be for your kids.
Well, I should be for my kids. That's why I spent all day yesterday taking you all out to the park, didn't I?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Looks like the Ben shirt sold.
Yeah, the Ben shirt sells better than the Billy shirt. It's okay. All right, that's fine.
Huh. Nobody why has that happens.
It's obvious because people buy my merch from my merch website. That's just fine.
Care. We should have done it today then.
They want Billy merch, they go to me. Right. They're not Ben. They go here for you.
We can do it again, yeah.
That's it.
Wear my ass out. I'm tore up, man. I'm wore out. You guys wore me out yesterday. What?
Who's the other person in there? Holy shit.
Is that Mom?
She's bitching. Is that Mom Helton? I'm not awake when y'all are awake. That's all. That's all that's
Mom
about.
Helton?
I wish I could see his chat. Man, I wish I could see his
Me
chat
too.
Right
now. I feel like I'm watching an episode Turtles of Disney's, ABC's Dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
In any event, if you don't want to hear me yelling, shut the door. That's all you gotta do. Piece of cake. Easy peasy.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to stay or
Andrea, I spent all day yesterday with the family. I was going to spend all day today with the family until I was told that, no, we're having the shit yesterday. Well, that totally threw me off. I thought we were going to have it on Easter.
I was going to waste my time talking to nobody's on the internet all day.
Sunday, because it's called Easter Sunday, not Easter Saturday. It's not called Easter Saturday. It's called Easter Sunday. I'm not being rude. I'm telling a fact here. Go for it. I don't care what they think. When they tell me the holiday is called Easter Sunday, then I assume that whatever transpires, transpires on Sunday. Not on Saturday, not on Friday, not on Monday. Well, that's, that, you know, do whatever. But, you know, I spent all day yesterday doing the Easter thing because you insisted that Easter was yesterday. Okay? No,
wait,
you said it was yesterday.
It,
that's why we did.
Dummy.
You said that the Easter festivities were yesterday.
Yes, but that's for the community. For the community's kids.
Uh-huh. So there's two Easters, not one. Is that what you're telling me?
If you, look, you need to get up with them because they're the ones who...
There actually are multiple Easters because there's also Orthodox... Like the Orthodox Church, and a lot of times their Easter falls on a different day.
Wait, you're telling me there's two Easters now?
I don't understand it.
Son of a bitch.
If it's Easter Sunday, then it should be on Sunday, not Saturday, right? Am I right on this, guys, or not? If it's called Easter Sunday.
Firm fucking chat. You should not be putting this much of your personal life up, brother. That's too much.
Oversharing.
You can't
be yelling
at your wife.
Next thing you know,
he's
going to tell us
he's buying a Tesla.
What's the word that she left him for a mental institution?
Well, or? She got put. According to him, the trolls drove her crazy. And
I bet you she just left him.
Well, I think he drove her crazy.
Well, yeah, I don't think she went crazy. I think she just.
I think
got
she
away.
Might have been crazy to begin with to like let this dude impregnate her.
Possibly
twice.
It shouldn't have been done. Not on Sunday and not on Saturday. Well, of course I'm right.
I wish I could tell what those things are on his shelves. He looks like it looks like a giant playing card, a can of green Arizona tea, and like maybe a little V8 or something next to it. But I could have my size reference off. I can't tell. And then is that a clown's bow tie on the second shelf?
I think there's an aerosol can there. Yep. I think that might be a commemorative plate from Mount Rushmore.
I hope you're right. That's
there's
awesome.
Actually a little above here. We can't see it from this angle, but he has an entire physical set of Encyclopedia Dramatica. It's one of the few physical sets. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, there's two Easters, really? Well, fuck, I didn't know.
Hashtag double Easter.
The two Easters ain't on my calendar.
How come there ain't no two Easters on my calendar?
I'm not big on holidays. I never have been. And I made that clear to her. I made it clear to everybody I know. I'm not big on holidays. Never have been big on holidays. Never will be big on holidays because to me, they're a waste of fucking time.
I'm kind of the same way with that. I've never been big on holidays.
Yeah. I'm not big on holidays
when
either.
When it comes to the kids. Now, when it comes to kids.
They're based on pyrotechnics.
Basically. I think every day is as equally as special of a day.
I used to eat like it was Thanksgiving every day.
Huh?
Yes, you should.
Thanksgiving
is
my favorite
holiday.
But, holiday,
you know, as far as me, I could care the fuck less about a holiday. To me, it's just another fucking day. You know? It's another day that I gotta get up and fuck around with bullshit.
No, you don't. Oh, get up and do what? You don't go to work.
Get up, stand up.
Stand well, you know
up
I mean.
For your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't get
the thing,
up.
The thing of it is that, you know, for the kids, yes.
Even if it's Easter.
But me, personally, I could care the fuck less.
He could
it's
care
just
the
another
fuck
day.
Less. Lovely day, lovely day.
I'm not that big on any holiday. Christmas,
eczema,
Easter,
or
St. Patty's. I'm not that big on any fucking holiday.
St. Patty's my favorite.
I don't discriminate. I dislike all holidays equally.
I don't like any of them. All right, so that was the end of that.
I was hoping for more.
This one's for all my beautiful women around the world. All my Halle Berrys, to Roger B. Henson's and Monique's and Jennifer Hudson's.
Sing
and
us your rendition, Billy.
This one's for y'all. I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart. When you stare up all that car, you look like a true star.
You deserve an Oscar. Red carpet ready.
Okay, Ryby says she'll join Discord if you stop this right now.
Really? Did she say that?
She said that, yeah.
No, I don't see any evidence of that.
She just DM'd me.
No, she didn't DM me.
Well, she said she would.
I don't see the DM.
Well, she DM'd me. Wow.
I'm waiting for the DM from Ryby to pop up. Oh, there it is. Damn it. Oh, God. She's your cuck now.
What do you mean?
All right.
She's not my cuck.
Yeah, well, I don't...
She's my trusted confidant.
Whatever.
Ryby is my secretary.
I don't see the log where... Oh, yeah, she already joined.
That's Secretary General Ryby Jenkins.
Okay, well, let me get over playing it this time, because everyone loves it anyway, and then you can do your thing. So, how can you even deal with someone that has this perfect of pitch?
I don't deal with it. You do.
Get Mo L. Summers into the studio now. Now! They play, 'cause my day wouldn't be the same if I didn't try to get them digits and try. All right, I will play P-Style.
Try to get them digits.
I will play P-Style when we reach the goal. And then if we end up getting to $1,200, which I know some weirdos sitting and waiting to see how much money someone else donates first, I will get a fucking crop top and wear it on a show, the entire show, so you could see my hot body.
Mahatma Gandhi?
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma body.
Mahatma Gandhi. I'm gonna get with it and kick it a minute. I love the backing vocals. Like, they're like, all right, can go ahead and record your backing vocal tracks. And he's like, girl, you deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. Red
carpet ready, girl. You deserve an Oscar. Girl, you deserve it. Ben, Ryby joined. We should stop.
You're right.
We should stop.
You're right. I shouldn't.
I feel dizzy now somehow. Something is not.
You don't like that?
It's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good.
I don't know. I feel like it permanently altered my equilibrium. I feel like a different weight than I was before.
Yeah, something. This might not be safe for the spectral.
That's right, man.
I didn't know
those
that.
Those frequencies, dude, yeah, they should never occur together.
This and is when frequency they do, discombobulation.
I didn't realize that could be a possible problem.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's like dude, playing fucking... Problem.
I gotta take this information back to the translucent white delegation so that the entire spectral populace can be fucking warned, dude. Yeah. I don't want the opatriarchy to have the upper hand if I can.
Well, I do apologize.
Oh, God.
How are you guys doing today?
That's like playing the fucking strobe lights in front of the epileptic children.
I'm a waitress. I'm smart and got my bachelor's degree. But I'm still in the restaurant business. Guess I'm a doctor giving lessons in allergenics. Should I know if there's gluten in this? Drop it off and check back just like this. Slice of Adam, slice of Craig, slice of Chris. Slip resistant doesn't mean they ain't still slipping.
No, that one didn't even rhyme. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, they're not going to expect any sort of creative talent in any of this.
The hook is the best part.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's the best part.
The guy slipping was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's slip resistant doesn't mean they ain't still slipping.
Oh,
you don't like that? You don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
I want to hear at least 20 seconds. I got to hear the hook, even if it haunts
Integra
my dreams.
Integra says her husband is ready to shut this off.
All right.
Have to know, dude.
Integra's husband's threatening to shut this off, Ben. Integra in the chat.
Who's Integra?
In Patreon chat. Integra. She says, my husband is trying to shut this off.
She tries so hard, too. Oh, shit.
She really is putting the work in.
Adam, slice of Craig, slice of Chris. Slip resistant doesn't mean they ain't still slipping. Taking all the orders right, never miss ring. In prep, because we bring an 86 back. Ring the food in, where my drinks at? Martini spilling, you should taste that. We're so fancy, see our tasting clothes. We're the best cheesecake from LA to Buffalo. I'm so sweaty, cause I'm on expo. Want to go home, cause it's about to snow.
Cheesecake and be sweating at the same time. Turn this shit off.
Thank you, Gasly. Thank you.
I can't believe that you are sweating in these fucking cheesecakes and acting like that's something you need to do.
She's on expo, though. There's hot lamps there. She's on expo.
Okay, you're not wrong, but still, I'm saying if a bitch is sweating under some hot lamps, keep her the fuck away from my cheesecake. That's what I'm getting at, basically.
I don't need no sweaty cakes.
Oh, shit.
What the my fuck,
bad.
Ben?
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play that. I did not mean to play that.
Is that something equally great to what we just listened to?
Well, that was the same one.
I'm going to play this instead.
Hey, turn on that music, guys. My name is Danny, and I'm here to say when it comes to drugs, just stay away. Don't be a loser and don't be a jerk when you play and when you work. I'm Danny.
He's Danny.
I'm Dan, Danny. If you want to be smart, you got to have a clear head.
Drugs will make you crazy.
They can even make you dead.
I want him to do drugs then.
Make you dead. Hey, man, I'm just here to confirm what this man is saying. Drugs can definitely make you dead. Take it from me. And this guy as well, he's clearly on his way. Look at that belt. You don't get that belt from years of sobriety.
Do you think it's a coincidence that he chose the black puppet to be the rapping puppet?
I honestly, no, I don't want to know the answer to that.
Premeditated, sir.
He's like, I want to rap. I need a black puppet.
Oh, God.
If you're drug-free, you can do whatever you dream. So come on and join the Danny team. I'm Danny.
He's Danny.
I'm Danny.
Some could say drugs make you feel all right.
The worst thing about this is there's a video of this guy like 20 years later. He's all old.
He's still doing it.
He's still doing the Danny gimmick.
He is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can we watch it? That's the best.
Let me see.
The best thing I've ever
heard. I gotta
heard
remember his name.
I hope he can't see it. And he's just his back's broken. He's bent over.
The
like
top
he's
comment on this video is about drunken peasants.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent work out there, guys.
The second comment is Billy the Fridge got to start with these guys in 1997.
Fuck you.
That's literally the second comment.
Fuck you. I did not open for these guys. Jonathan Geffner is the guy's name.
Wow.
We're no dummies. We don't take drugs.
Now, let me ask you this. That's 20 years later. Did Danny get any older? Did he age?
I don't think
he
did.
No, he got scarier.
Danny got
he got fucking frightening, like the stuff of nightmares frightening.
Yeah, Danny's melted a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Gee willikers, egghead.
You will not make it perfect. You should humble yourself. You should listen. It's worth it. Try respecting yourself. You see the way they treat you, things ain't all what they seem. They treat you like garbage, and you're really the queen.
This one particularly pissed me off, because it has fucking Wallace's cousin in it, too.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, I was so mad when I saw this.
Deserve much better, so much greater in life. Pursuing righteousness will help you sleep better at night. I know your daddy told you and your mama the same. Just know that when it's over, you'll be the one to blame.
Can I just get to the part where it's over? I don't care if you blame me for it.
Here he is with one of his other puppets.
Hi, we're Trillo and Suede.
He's Trillo, he's Suede. We're detectives.
Private investigators.
Recently, a video has surfaced on the internet,
allegedly of Harpo Marx playing harp music on the piano.
It's been hotly debated whether this was really Harpo Marx
or a Harpo wannabe.
After an intensive investigation, Trillo and I have solved the mystery. The video is a hoax.
The guy in the video is not Harpo Marx.
Turns out he's a strange character called Jonathan Geffner.
Geffner is such a fanatical Harpo fan that he likes to dress up as Harpo and play harp music on the piano. Well, I guess...
So he's a Harpo Marx wannabe?
He's a Harpo Mark?
Yes, there are worse obsessions you can have.
True. And the music that Geffner is playing in the video is a piano piece by Chopin called the Aeolian Harp Etude.
Well, now that we've cracked the case...
Okay. We'll put the... Here's the thing. Everybody's like, good ventriloquist.
People are
work.
Like, who's Harpo? Oh, God.
Harpo Marx?
We are at the point where that shit was almost 100 years ago, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like... Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing, but it's true.
They need to have a good Harpo movie.
I mean, like, when were the Marx Brothers big? Like, the 30s, maybe?
Yeah.
20s, even.
20? You know? Well, yeah, we're coming up on 100 years then, when that shit was big.
Late 20s, early 30s, I think.
People are saying this is, like, good ventriloquism. But
it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine. You can be good at ventriloquism.
Yeah, sure.
And still not have anything worthwhile listening to. He's over here rambling off about he's a fan of fucking Harpo Marx. I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
if you could really open up a piano and play it like a harp, though, that's pretty impressive.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd rather see that than this, because being a good ventriloquist is like, you know, being a good juggler. Like, okay, you put the work in, but who fucking cares?
Everyone who doesn't know who Harpo Marx is should look up the Marx Brothers.
Ventriloquism.
I know you've heard of Groucho Marx. I know you've at least seen the, like, glasses, nose, and... mustache thing, which was based off of Groucho Marx.
Shout out
originally.
To Yang Gang Crown, who called this out. This is not good work. This is a single person deposition and not a conversation. It's weird. Okay.
What, you just don't like ventriloquism in general?
Well, because he's not talking back and forth with the puppet.
So you don't like the one dude, the Honestique, that guy?
Oh, no, I think he's a fucking hack.
Really? You don't like him?
Yeah, I think ventriloquist
Jeff
in general.
Dunham? Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, I think
you don't
he's a
like
fucking
him?
No, he's a fucking hack.
Dude, a lot of people love him.
A lot of people
dude.
Love him because, you know what, a lot of people like to see shiny fucking keys dangled in front of their face. They're like, oh, dude, the puppet talks. That's cute. I want to watch more puppet talk.
Oh, wow, dude.
The puppet
said, you're about to piss off all the Jeff Dunham fans.
The puppet
out
said
there.
A racist. That's so funny. The puppet's racist, not Jeff Dunham. It's not funny.
Oh, really? You're going there?
It's not funny. The puppet did a racist. Oh, look at the puppet's a Mexican pepper. That's so funny. Oh! I give a fuck about Jeff Dunham. He's a fucking hack. If you like him, good for you. If you don't like him, good for me. I'll put my hand up my own ass.
I kill you!
I'll put my hand up my own ass and tell better jokes than Jeff Dunham. Fuck Jeff Dunham.
You love him.
Fuck him.
You'll eat his ass.
Fuck him. You know what? I'm my own ventriloquist. Hold on.
Would you rather watch Jeff Dunham? Oh, hold up.
I thought you were going to pull out your titty and do
Ben!
It.
Ben! Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude. How far up are you? Oh,
pretty far up. Oh, I can say anything. That's not my fault. It's the guy with his hand up my ass.
Oh, okay.
I can say neighbor.
Dude. Oh, dude, that was
Please
close.
Won't you be my neighbor? Hey, everybody, welcome to Billy and Fridge's Ventriloquist Hour. Hey, you guys want to play a game? It's called Smell My Finger.
Oh.
That's not the one that was up my butt.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you swerved me on the hand. I thought it was going to be the other hand.
That was the clean one. I think I'm stuck. I think I'm stuck in my...
Ben, you may have to go over there and butter him up, try to,
Ben.
You know, fucking
no.
free him.
Ben, can you help wiggle you this can. Out?
No.
I think that's going to be in order here.
Huh? I'm not helping with that. That's trash. Nope. No.
If we hit the goal, will you pull my hand out of my ass for me?
And I'll give you a leg drop.
Fuck you.
I think I'll you give him the leg drop, the fist will come out of the ass.
It'll pop right out. I just got to hit him in the right place and make those muscles contract.
If somebody could do the finger point emoji and next to the peach emoji right now, that's what this moment is. Because I got my peaches plucked, dude. I can't get it out. I'm stuck in there.
Individual situation. Check out the beautiful asshole.
The individual Brett Keen segment situation.
All right.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day.
What is, what's going on here, man?
Look at him.
He looks handsome.
Oh, yeah, he does. If only, like, if only his face wasn't caving in from having no teeth.
I figured I'd show off my new hairdo. Well, actually, this is what I used to look like.
That's not what you currently look like? Is this gazing into the past?
This is how I used to wear myself back in the old days.
That's how you used to wear yourself. Yeah. Did you hear that? That's how he used to wear himself.
Then my arms started to fall asleep.
That's how I used to wear myself.
Then my arms started to fall asleep.
Because he's just a giant insect driving a man suit in there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was telling my sister, who actually did this for me, she owns her own business. I said, wow, I look a little bit like that dude off of Lionheart, the guy that kicks the shit out of Van Damme repeatedly.
Only a little bit.
I don't know who he's talking about. That's an old movie, but I can guarantee you he doesn't look like that person.
Correct.
I guarantee you that person is like really fit and muscular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But there you go, folks. My new hair, my new mustache, beard.
No, maybe it's me, but I'm looking at the crop of his camera angle and like where I assume his elbows have to be in relation to his weird flat hands. And it looks like he's laid out like a seal would be. He's on his belly and propped up. Or something.
He's in his belly in his bed. Or he's laying on his belly in his bed.
What?
This is how he makes all of his videos.
All that. This is what it looks like when I'm not gray. So what do you think? Let me know how you feel in the comments.
Feel good, man.
Everyone in the comments, let me know what you think. Let's just let it go through the list here.
I mean, I feel like he hasn't needed those sunglasses in so long. He was like, fuck it, I'm wearing them inside.
You definitely don't need it inside of your trailer.
No, it looks pretty dark in there. Wow. Now
he looks like Jeff Holliday after a couple of bad divorces. That's fucked up. That's a cold piece right there.
He shaved the little spots between his stylish goatee and his super long chops there, man. So instead of having a beard, he's got a little NASCAR.
He would have the Hogan if he shaved his goatee.
Fucking A, yeah.
Fight for what's right.
Fight for your life. I have a metal version of that that's copyright clean if you want it.
Oh, yeah. You can post it here in the Skype chat. I'll grab it. Okay. Here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher. The demolition. Walking disaster.
Shit. Outstanding.
Pain and destruction.
I put the group chat. Wamp, wamp.
Is our middle name. There's no place to hide.
Oh, man. He kind of reminds me of, like, the posters of that kid that was Lobster Boy in the Mold Freak shows that had the beer heads. Seems like Lobster Boy with some facial hair and sunglasses. Something about his hands don't look right to me. They're too flat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got flippers almost like he's the Penguin.
Yeah. Have we seen a full body shot of this guy?
Oh, yes. He's trash.
The following contest is scheduled for...
Why is Mundane Matt up there? Hold on. What is this?
Uh-oh.
Why is Mundane Matt on the right?
Barely watchable garbage. Yeah. Terrible indie wrestling.
It's funny how it's like a bunch of wrestlers, but then there's Mundane Man.
Wow.
One fall, and it's for the Gulf.
The song is great. Footage is awful.
Why is Mundane Man in here, though?
City Stream Boss Championship. Coming to the ring first from the least humid part of our...
Is this you? I recognize this voice. Is this you?
I didn't have nothing to do with making it. It's fan-made. I just gave it to you because of the song. You can skip the intro if you want to.
Arkansas, standing 6'7" and weighing 275 pounds.
I sent him a little
California, thing. California, standing 6'4", weighing 310 pounds, the Cult of Krill.
Looks like him.
When you jig-wig down to the side. Yeah. Jack can talk that shit, but Cult of Krill don't hide. Yeah.
So is this from his indie days?
If I support the world, yeah. Can you hurt my
Claudio Castagnoli.
I got a shit for the grill. I can't let it slide.
I'm not sure he's wrestling.
I am a Krill American. Making the stream boss great again. I am a Krill American. Right.
I still don't understand why Mundane Matt was in it.
I was right.
For the main.
Go straight boss tonight.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, it is Cesaro, though. I can tell. Yeah. I can tell by his face. Only took it out of the ring.
I don't know where the match is from.
Is that Mike Quackenbush?
It's in like a high school gymnasium somewhere. That's what it looks like.
It's pretty early on, man, for sure.
The IWA Mid-South, probably.
Right, something like that, man. Indie wrestling.
So if Hulk Hogan could chop a mountain down with the edge of his hand, does right. Mundane Matt move the boulders with the palm of his hand?
Yes.
With only one finger. That's all it takes, man.
How great was it that I got to hang out with Maddox and Mundane Matt?
And he walked up behind him and said, Dame Pesos?
Well, because Matt was like talking and he was in the living room talking.
No, he wasn't. Never. He was that
naming,
never happened.
He was rattling off a bunch of creators. He was naming different creators, and Dick walked up behind him, snuck up behind him, and Dick was standing behind him for like quite a while before Matt knew he was there, and Matt kept talking and talking, and he was naming off these creators, and then Dick said, Dame Pesos, and then Matt turned around and was like, and they were like best friends. They gave hugs and kisses and stuff. Maybe not hugs and kisses, but it was like they showed a moment of peace.
A moment
of peace. There was a moment of peace drawn in the lines from Boulder Creek.
Dick called him a front hole. Remember that?
Yeah. Little front hole. They touch dicks? You guys want to touch dicks?
Dude, all right. We are coming up towards the end of this show here. And
oh, yeah. Shit.
We are like 7% away from the goal to do another one.
The crazy thing is we were terribly close yesterday. We were like, oh, this is going to be easy. And now
like, now it's like, what?
Now it's so hard. It was a struggle.
It's like $52 or something.
$51.62.
Yeah.
Which is all the donut monies. Donut those monies, you peasants. It defies all logics of biology. Remember when Brett was laying down earlier with that cool new hairstyle?
Yeah, I remember.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
You stole that from Chris Farley. Is there anyone you don't rip off?
I don't rip off anybody.
Yes, you do.
No, name one person I rip off.
The Rock. Yeah, you with your people's elbow.
No.
In every picture. It's Let's pull actually, up your social media and see
you
how
You go to
often.
My Insta?
Yeah.
You go to my Instagram? Instagram.com/BillyTheFridge. Let's see how many people's eyebrows show up there. Because I'm totally original, man. They call me Billy the Totally Original.
All right. So, let's see. I would say this qualifies as a people's
eyebrow. You think
eyebrow.
So?
Yeah.
It's half-cocked.
It's there. You're doing it.
No, I just have
it's
a
It's just a different angle.
Brow.
Here you don't have one, but you're still making a face.
You don't... Well...
Here you're doing it.
You can just hit the over button. You don't have to click out.
You're doing it here.
That one I am doing it in.
You're doing it here.
I am doing it in that one.
You're doing it here.
I am doing it in that one.
Yeah, dude, you do it in every fucking picture.
Here, not that one.
This is a candid photo, though.
Yeah,
you didn't know. That's why.
I didn't know I was on camera.
That's why. If you know you're on camera, you make that stupid fucking face in every one. Yep, there it is again.
Huh.
You motherfucker.
Did I do it again?
Yep, yeah, you're doing it here, too.
I think that's just my natural arch.
Oh, okay, whatever.
That's my natural... See, I'm not doing that's it there.
Just, always look like.
This is an old photo. Hold on.
I'm not doing it there.
You're doing it here.
I'm doing it there.
Yeah. You're doing it here.
Really doing it there. My man Bob Ross.
Thank you.
You're doing it here.
Am I?
Yeah, look at your fucking shit.
I think I just have very pronounced facials.
You're doing it here.
I have very pronounced facials.
Here you are being a creep and staring into the women's bathroom.
I'm just photobombing the women's bathroom.
You're doing it here.
I'm having a drink. My you're eyebrow raises there. When I have a
okay,
drink.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're doing it here.
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you're still doing it.
Huh.
But you've been doing it here for 10 years.
Dude, come on,
I think
on,
you're
dude.
Doing it under there, too.
I'm
man.
Not doing it there.
You're not. You're not doing it here, but not you're pretending like you're sleeping.
I'm snuggling with my new waifu pillow.
You're doing it there.
With my travel-size waifu pillow.
You're doing it there.
Not doing it there. I'm doing it there. Not doing it there.
You didn't know your photo was being
know.
Taken. There you go.
I'm doing it there.
Yeah, dude. You do, dude. You do it so fucking much.
You
come
think?
Up with something new.
I don't want to.
You bet 900.
People think that's sexy. One in the chat if that's sexy. Two in the chat if I need to come up with something new.
Yeah, two if he needs to come up with something new.
One if you think it's sexy. I see all the twos, and I'm going to tell you right now.
It's got to be a no for me.
I don't do it for the twos. I do it for the ones.
You're so full of shit. It's because you can't come up with
I
a better.
I do it for all my number ones.
It's because you can't come up with a better pose.
Look, if you had a face like this, you'd know your okay. best. Your best features are your eyebrows. They accentuate your eyes. You have a little distance between your pearly blues. It's not my fault that I know how to look good. I look good. If you guys want me to change, tweet at The Rock and say, Billy Fridge stealing your eyebrow, fight him.
Dude, look at all those twos. Damn,
that's
dude.
That's drunken peasants doing twos.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't do it for the twos, man. I do it for the ones. All the ones out there, I see you. I see you ones.
Damn, all those twos.
I see you
Time
ones.
Time to switch it up, Billy.
I
you unoriginal piece of shit.
I see you ones. I see you. It's all love, ones. It's all love. It's all love. Yeah.
I mean, what other gestures can you switch to? You could do the Hogan, and you know, he does like the Archer bit.
You could do the like. Right?
What am I supposed to do with my eyes?
You could do the gun with one hand and the thumbs up and the other one like
should
that.
I do this with my eyes?
You could do the buddy cross or the double gun.
Do the like I have Bell's palsy smile or like
that's,
half of your face
I
is smiling.
I thought he was already doing that.
Ooh, this is my new pose for pictures.
Yeah, I like that one better. I'm glad we had this talk.
I look so good in the picture.
Yeah, 10 years of those. That's a good idea, man. I like it.
I'm glad we had this talk.
This isn't the people's eyebrow, but this also opens up my eyes so you can see how beautiful my eyes are. That's all I'm trying to do. I don't want my eyebrows crunching my eyes down.
No.
I have to have my brows peaked to show off my fucking beautiful eyes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. If you had eyes this pretty, you wouldn't squint all the time. I got beautiful eyes.
Boo, Billy. Boo. All right, guys. Now we have to move it into rapid fire mode.
Thank you,
before
Josh.
Before we go into the post show tonight. We're moving this into rapid fire mode. We need to hit the goal. If everyone throws in a deuce at least, I know we can do this. $2.
This is my new pose for pictures.
I like that one even better.
There it is. It's great. Yeah. The pulsating is that's throwing me. That's too much. The pulsating is too much. You're a fucking lizard person too. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa. I don't know how to do that.
It's just like.
Just trying to get my. I'm trying to be like you, William the Refrigerator. I'm trying to get my people's eyebrow down.
Can you do it? Do it. Do it. Do it.
All right. Look at this. Get pretty close. Here we go. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I can get up a little bit. I got to practice so I can get good, really, dude.
I'm impressed. It's pretty fucking good.
Like, I feel like it's easier when, oh God, it's tough. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to try again. Hey, yeah, it's hard. That's tough. I'm going to have to get some practice in.
Spirit Flame with the come on, guys. Come on, guys. Yeah, she threw in $2.
Yeah.
Which is like $50 Canadian. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Warn, warn, warn.
As we, Ben, play Peace Talk.
I said I'll play it when we reach the goal. We're almost
$24.62 away from Ben playing Peace Style.
I will play Peace Style.
The Billy's eyebrow is legendary. Thank you,
yeah, he
you,
didn't
Baelish.
Come up with it. Nope.
Thank you, Baelish.
He didn't. It's garbage.
You know, there's some things that people do because they make them feel happy.
I don't want you to do any of those things.
I think you should be happy that I feel happy.
Why do you feel happy making that dumbass face in all of your pictures?
It makes my face look better.
No, it doesn't. Your face looks fine the way it is. You don't have to make that weird face.
I don't agree with either.
Who says you have to make that face? Dude, all of the pictures we saw of you where you're not posing and making that face, you look fine.
Sweet boys, get the three, Carl. Thank you. Big fan, Carl. We're $21.62 away from the sweet spot. Sweet spot. I am a real American. I stole the people's eyebrow from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, that was a stretch.
Was it?
That was cool.
No, no, it was all right. Johnson.
Okay. One in the chat, if you think I'm the sexiest person ever in the history of the world. Two in the chat, if you think I could still do the people's eyebrow.
I mean, how could they possibly vote for you when they've seen me, though, dude? You know what
Time
I mean?
To play peace style. True. True. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I said person, though. Like, do you count as a person?
Okay, fair enough. You're right. You're right. You're right. There's a separation there. But once they've seen this eyebrow right here, I mean, it'd be hard for them to stick with the living. You know what
I mean? It's time to play peace style.
Yep. So we do it. We do it. Yeah, keep it coming. If we get to 1,200, then I'll wear a crop top.
Then I'll wear a crop top.
Oh, shit. I guess I have to just do it the old school way, which I'll do. Here we come.
We going old school.
Here we go. Here we go with this.
I thought I told you.
Yeah. And this is a great rap. And we haven't had Jess on in a long time. I don't know. He just kind of fell off the spectrum at some point. Right? Like, I don't even know.
He's on the spectrum.
He fell off the DP spectrum at some point. Like, for a while, he was, like, asking to be on the show. And then just one day he was like, oh, no, I can't do it. And then I just never talked to him again.
Floating through outer space. Putting my penis.
Is there video for it or just audio?
On your face.
Let me see.
Slapping you with my dick. Through the galaxy.
I don't...
Everybody in the world sucking on my penis. Sucking on my penis, and I'm giving you diseases. Slapping your face all across the galaxy with my big fat dick. Don't get mad at me. I got a family, I rape them all. Stick my wiener in their face and my balls. I got the biggest balls you've ever seen. Living my life is like living a dream.
Yeah.
Bitch, I live in the trash. I have a lot of scabs on my ass. I got diseases on my wiener. You got crabs, but mine are meaner. My skin's always turning greener. Like the Hulk, yes, I'm a beaner. Build a wall, you can't keep me out.
I thought he really was a beaner after this. I asked him, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, okay.
Donald Trump, I'll see you as well. I'll rip your fake fucking wig off.
Ryby's a beaner.
Grab the brown ball sack and make a big cough. That's what
right,
the doctor
Ryby? You a beaner,
me
girl.
Back in Mexico when I was lonely. He used to hold me and scold me while he rubbed polio vaccine cream on my O-ring. That's why I'm autistic now. Looking for an outer space chick to plow. Looking for a big dick to suck. Cause I'm gay too, bitch. I don't even give a fuck. I'm an outer space aspie illegal alien. Shooting green cream at my pee hole. Dipping my dick in some Listerine.
butt-wise so much.
I spell the asshole of a Satan. That's what I do on vacation. Every single night when my work day's up, I clock out, then I find a cock to suck. I look in the streets in the red light district. I don't give a shit, I just want a thick dick of a man who probably has AIDS.
Oh, dude, Tila Tequila's streaming
AIDS.
Right now.
Give me AIDS for days.
It's
AIDS
raid time, people. It's
butt.
Raid time. We're going to raid the fuck out of Tila Tequila tonight.
Deep inside, when I turn gay, I don't have to hide in the closet. No, I'm way full of pride. Throw a parade.
This will be great.
Died. I gave my AIDS to the whole wide world. Then I fucking came inside a little girl who
that's kind of weird. That part's kind of weird.
A lot of parts are kind of weird.
I mean, that's the only line I really have issue with. The rest of it's like, whatever.
Oh shit.
The Glanderson boopers are already flying in Tila Tequila's chat. I'm gonna post. Hold on. I didn't hear you. Everyone, Glanderson Booper the fuck out of her chat. I'm gonna post the link in the chat here. Just destroy it with Glanderson Boopers. Let's see if we can get her to let's see if we can get her to say it. All right, we got it. Yeah, pee style. We played it.
Live a life that's free for pee.
All right, here we go. Here it comes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here comes all the Glanderson Booper.
And now he's like, not
let's
only
see if she says
you,
anything.
She's
gonna be up on screen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so she reads it and interacts with the chat.
We don't have it on our screen.
Oh shit! Well. Shit! Hold on.
And obviously, the enemies still have—you know—they're not able to take me down. So obviously, God is working fervently on my behalf, and even more so this season. And in a way, I kind of knew like we weren't getting raptured when all those rapture rumors were happening because I just felt in the spirit.
She predicted the rapture and it didn't happen. And I was just like, well, you know, I didn't actually say it.
Out of the wilderness to set up a table for me in front of all the enemies. So I'm like, I can get raptured in the middle of my like painting spree. So I was like, okay, well, if it doesn't happen soon, I mean, you know, whatever, that at least, you know, I'm still being led by God.
Oh, I see a lot of poop balls too.
He's using me to do something major.
She's noticing some shit's going on in the chat.
He's been training me all this time to be his queen. So I've been in like princess military.
Everyone type in Hail Gale.
That's why he's kept me hidden.
Hail Gale, the real wife of Jesus Christ.
Reveal me to
Gale is Gale Cord Schuler is the real wife of Jesus Christ. Everyone say that. Gail is the real wife of Jesus Christ.
And all the persecution or whatever, and when kings of the earth come to me for advice or counsel, like I'll know exactly
how to guide them.
All
right, let's see what Gail is the real wife of Jesus Christ.
And so all this time I've been learning, Gail Cord Schuler. And also see how he also made me very mature in the way I preach to you guys. And, you know, so praise be to the Lord, my rock. So with that being said, because there's been so many blessings
people are saying
bestowed upon me, I want to bless you all with something amazing. My gift to you, everybody who buys my painting. So here's what I have come up with. Because a lot of people always write
tell
me,
her that Gail
like,
has better
oh,
paintings than her.
One of your paintings, even though I'm trying to sell as little as possible without like just
so
basically.
Tila believes that she's the wife of Jesus Christ, Ghastly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does she believe that?
Because she's fucking loony.
And the canvases itself for a 16 by 20.
She also used to
like
date Satan, right?
Yeah.
And all the
Lucifer.
All Lucifer. The supplies. I mean, but I was.
She is
so
ignoring it though, and that's
that
probably goes
I
back
decided,
to her. I
mean,
she's probably
supplies,
just good at ignoring the hate.
Gave me $100, and he said, "Oh, God told me to give you money to so you can buy new paint because I'm running out of paint colors." And I was like, wow.
I'm just going to downvote her.
God's just
wow.
taking care of me, all my needs. I don't have to worry about anything. So I feel so.
She looks like she's
kind of
like.
Blessed by the Lord that I want to bless you.
From that TV
major.
Show, Squidbillies.
So
she
I
looks like a Squidbilly?
She looks a little bit like a Squidbilly
who has
to me.
Bought a painting from me in the past or a painting in the future to come. all of the copyright will be yours to own. So that means that you can actually make copies of it, prints. If you bought like this one, for instance, it would be yours completely. And you could sell prints of it online and okay. you could keep all the money. So that's my gift to you. And
I don't think
right
that's
now,
an investment.
Like,
shout out to Orange Bananas. Says, Billy the Fridge is the true
whole,
Jesus.
Like, when I become like super famous painter and everybody wants to buy my work.
It's squillies.
And you happen to have one of my paintings.
See, let's just squid,
I'm
Billy.
I'm giving you permission to sell them, the prints of it, got t-shirts, em. whatever you want.
This isn't
do.
As good as Steven Anderson.
Billy the Fridge
so
is a sweet
boy. So you can make all
boy.
This money off of my work. Because it's my gift to you. Because
wow,
I'm,
Billy
you know, God's
eyebrow
making
raising
me a
Billy
to
the
others. So,
fridge.
You know, so there you go. So you got one of my paintings, and now you can make money off of it. Praise be to the Lord. He's so good. So, you know, he's been so good to me.
Billy's
so I want
king.
To do something good for you guys. And I hope that you...
Look at her looking at the chat.
Okay, yeah, she knows something.
Dude, we got taken down by Tila. Tila prayed to the Lord.
Like much cheaper.
Dude, the Lord took us down. We got taken down by the Lord.
Something you can afford.
Billy.
We got taken down by the fucking Lord.
Yeah,
dude,
the Lord took us down.
And again, that's
you give her fucking with Tila, dude.
You could buy one of my smaller paintings for like $50, and then you could flip that and sell all the prints of it and keep all the money for yourself.
You might want to cut out of her stream right now.
Except for Satan, that's why he's all up in my chat room spamming me because he can't get me in real life because I prayed these tongues of fire this morning when I was fasting and.
Yeah, you might want
to. I just let her know the Lord took down our stream.
Shot down by the Lord God when I was releasing all the arrows of judgment upon them and dash them to pieces like a potter's
vessel. I'm kind of scared.
And will continue to do so.
You know I'm an atheist, Ben.
I could care less, bro.
But I'm starting to question my beliefs.
That's all you got?
Like,
YouTube.
How do we get shut down?
So anyways, I'm glad you all like my idea to give you this
Dude.
Present. So, and I pray.
I think
Jesus
God's
name
real.
That when the time comes,
you think God's real?
I think
know,
he's fucking Tila Tequila, dude.
Will be selling lots of,
so
like,
he was like,
Lord
I could have
make,
any woman in existence.
Yeah.
Make, like, I choose Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
So that you also don't have to do anything.
She smited us, and what happened? We got
home,
fucking
like,
kicked off the internet, dude.
Yeah, yeah. That is weird. That is weird.
That was our warning.
Just for having one of my paintings and be blessed by the Lord greatly.
That's messed up.
Thank you.
It is messed up. I am kind of afraid at this point.
I'm hecka afraid of God now.
Because
this is what the fear of God is.
I am the breaker. So we are setting all the
captives
free.
I'm hecka afraid of God.
Children of God. All my paintings will, you know, heal you and deliver you.
Dude, God just fucked us in the butts. I don't even know if we're still live right now. I think God may have destroyed us.
I think we're live. I know. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Dude, it's God.
God's spanking the shit out of us.
God DDoSed us.
God, he DDoSed us.
She was so mad about that, the trolls, though.
He GeoDDoSed us. I'm afraid of the Lord.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have fear of the Lord in you.
I have fear of the gourd.
You fear the gourd.
I fear the gourd.
Fear of the gourd.
The demigourd.
The post show is on YouTube, guys. Dude, as soon as we stopped streaming Tila Tequila, our shit came back up.
I think we should leave her alone.
I go against whatever you think.
Dude.
I'm playing with fire.
Hallelujah. Good night, guys.
Oh, she's gone now.
Thank God.
People were saying, what the fuck? Someone in the chat said, what the fuck is Gail? I love that. I like how Onision video came up. It's pretty funny. Oh.
Yeah, everybody, you know how to do this if you're using the Brave browser.
Yeah.
Send us your bats. If you're
so we're about to end this and go into the post show. Gasly had to leave.
Gasly had to go night-night. He was hungry. He didn't get to eat on stream like we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I inhaled that shit. We made the goal. Yay. Thanks, guys. If you like Tila Tequila, then that's fine. You support someone who is happy that earthquakes happen and kill people because Jesus. So if you like her, then good for you, I guess.
I mean, if you like the tequila, go ahead and like the tequila, which is sometimes she says stuff that's funny and we make fun of it. That's all.
It's funny in a, like, oh my God, you're fucking crazy kind of way.
Yeah, but I don't want you guys to fight Tila Tequila. I just want you to have a good time. I just want you to love each other. I just want you to be happy. Just love each other and be happy. Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila.
People are saying Billy farted.
I did fart.
All right, we're leaving. We will see you guys in the post show in a couple minutes. Good night. Thanks for watching. We will see you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
This one for all my beautiful women around the world. All my Halle Berrys to Roger B. Henson's and Monique's and Jennifer Hudson and Whoopi Goldberg's. This one's for y'all.
I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart. When you stepped out that car, you look like a true star. See, I've been watching you from afar.
Nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.